about.
Nog nog. Well, Christmas humor.
Yes, the nog from eggnog used in place of knock.
I stand corrected. He loved it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
VIG.
Do you happen to have any Christmas butts?
Sure. Christmas is an over-commercialized holiday that stores use to overcharge you for crap you don't need.
Do you think the world would be a better place, you guys, if we had Christmas every day?
What do you think?
No.
Fire beer mug. Fire beer mug. Fire beer mug this year. Fire beer mug.
It doesn't give me, like, the, wow, it's Christmas. You know what I mean?
Hey, did anybody think of a holiday song to sing?
I couldn't think of anything.
I can't carry a tune.
Do we have to sing? Well, we don't have to sing. I mean, we could rap.
What? I haven't even done my Christmas shopping yet.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Kevin, happy birthday to Kevin.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Janky!
Roll another one.
Do you want me to come give you a hug?
Just like
is this thing on?
This one seems to be about to quit.
And here are the monkeys.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Roll. Just like the other one.
How are you guys on the radio?
This one seems to be about to end.
Man's not doing luck. I mean, really, right?
I don't have another cent.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But don't want to start that joint.
Get them the hell out of here.
Just pass it around.
Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
But don't want to start that joint, my friend.
This is it. I mean, this is really it.
But just pass it on down.
And now.
Santa doesn't come to little Jewish children's houses.
Our feature presentation.
Way to bum this out.
Happy morning, everybody. Birthday, Kevin.
It's not my
birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I heard a guy on the radio say it.
That's not, it's not my birthday.
Happy birthday. So nice birthday. Of Rodney to remember.
Yeah, that's very sweet.
It's really not anywhere near my birthday.
Yeah,
but
though.
But thank you.
Oh, okay.
And do you have gifts?
I do.
What was that? Where was that from? Rodney's saying, happy birthday, Kevin.
Oh, who knows?
Who knows?
Weird. Who knows about anything that comes out of Rodney's mouth?
Well, good morning. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. What's happening?
I was just waiting for you to say your thing, and then I was going to do my thing.
I thought I did that. Friday, December 9th.
Might have interrupted with my happy birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're already off the rails.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Friday, December 9th.
Why do we suck? Why are we still so bad at this?
Why do you think we should be better?
Because...
Let me rephrase. Why do you think we'll ever be better?
Because you're supposed to get better when you do things longer. You're supposed to get more... You're supposed to put those 10,000 hours in and then all of a sudden become some sort of, I don't know, accomplished person at whatever the task is.
Like the sex.
Okay. Perhaps.
Sure.
I guess. And yesterday, when we fell apart in front of the great Jim Rome, in front of the legendary Jim Rome, we screwed that whole intro up. How embarrassing.
I like to think we added flavor.
Do you? Is that what you like to think?
Yes. It was a little bonus.
You guys watch America's Got Talent?
No.
Every once in a while, but not very often.
Very popular, popular show. Yeah. And this year was a very entertaining, very popular season. The winner was a young woman named Grace VanderWaal, I want to say is her name.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so cute and so talented. She is a singer, plays ukulele and guitar, and I think a couple of other instruments, writes a bunch of her own songs, and she won the thing. She got the $1 million and the residency at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. By the way, Kevin, guess what year she was born?
2000.
2004 is what year she was born.
She's a bitch.
Here, no, she's not at all. She's a lovely young lady. There's an America's Got Talent holiday special that's getting ready to air. And here's there's a reason I'm playing this for you. And I'll tell you after we hear a little bit of Grace sing. Here's a little bit of her doing a Christmas song on the upcoming holiday special, just so you know what she sounds like.
Dum 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 biddy dum dum, looking for a seagull. Dum biddy dum 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 biddy dum dum, over the hills of snow. Frosty the snowman is jolly happy. So
all right, so that's Little Grace. Okay, that's the winner of America's Got Talent.
Is this her too?
It's Finger.
Is that the same? Okay, that sounds like Bjork.
Yeah, it was.
All right, so that's America's Got Talent. Now, Finland's Got Talent just finished their version of the show this year. It's in 60 countries, by the way. This America's Got Talent type show is in 60 countries.
Wow.
Well, Finland just had their finale in the last few days or so. And the winner of that competition is named Anton Pjonti. And he won. His final performance on the show was a Christmas song also. And Kevin, I think he is going to be your new favorite performer. This is the guy who won Finland's Got Talent. Are you ready?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a hand farter.
Oh, this is Christmas hand farting.
I love him so much.
I mean, he's got skills,
he's got
right?
The tone.
He's right on. Hands of magic.
I mean, now, a little pitchy there, but...
Right?
Little pitchy duck.
What is his face like, Bean, as he's doing this? Like, dead serious, or is he smiling?
You know what? I think he's put in the time. He's so talented that it seems effortless for him.
Okay.
You're not watching the gears or anything like that. He's just up there just being a goddamn professional hand farter.
Being a hero.
That is now, what phenomenal.
What if you're on the show? What if mm-hmm. you're one of the contestants? You're living in Finland and you're thinking, oh, man, I've been working my whole life for this moment. This is my big break and mm-hmm. I'm a phenomenal singer or I'm a magician or I'm a comedian. This is my big moment. And then you get out there and you lose to the hand farter.
It's going to leave a mark.
Does that make you reevaluate your choices?
But I imagine they saw it coming throughout the show, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody's like, oh, man. The hand farter is going to beat us all.
But this is what surprises me. And I don't know. I'm sure we've had hand farters on the American version. I haven't watched it enough to know. But I would think that he would come out and do his thing and people would go, oh, that's really cute. But the second time he comes out, it has to have lost some of the impact
not
of how
to
good
me.
He is at hand farting.
Not to me. I would go see a whole show.
Week after week after week, how does he go? I want you guys to hear the big finish. And the standing ovation that happens after Anton is done. All right, here we go.
Zero for effort, zero for style.
How dare you?
Zero for star quality. And you know what? I'm being generous.
No, Simon. Actually, Simon is one of the judges for Finland's Got Talent, believe it or not, and he's loving it.
As am I.
So there you go.
I would go see that guy.
Would if you? He had a residency?
I would go see that guy. I'd have to drink a lot first, but then I would love it.
But you wouldn't be over it after the second song?
Nope.
Okay.
I could watch 2 hours of that. Such good. That's such good stuff. Morning, everybody. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeat Show. How about that?
You want to try that again?
Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeat Show. How about that?
You trailed off and didn't finish speaking. Continue.
That's true. Beer Mug is on the red carpet for Office Christmas Party. And our man Beer Mug is not full of the holiday cheer.
Oh, no.
He's all right. But remember the last one he did where
he was
Hollywood Christmas Parade? He was very
touchy,
angry.
Yeah.
He's okay. I mean, he's all right, but he's certainly not Santa. I'll tell you that right now.
Did he yell at Carlos again?
No. Not that I heard. Okay. I only get a part edited version and then I edit down further. But it's pretty strong.
Okay.
We also have top 10 drops of the year as we start looking back throughout 2016. We have RJ Bell talking week NFL, week 14 of the NFL. We have your tickets for Rogue One in the 6 o'clock hour.
We have the movie beat also because it's Friday, and we've got your tickets for the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016 on the floor for both nights. Day one is tomorrow. Very excited.
Oh, my gosh.
Tomorrow and Sunday. So that's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the showbiz beat next. 106.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Yeah.
First.
Oh, are you guys still fighting over who gets to see Rogue One first?
Charbroiled.
Really, I thought I had him.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah, well, you don't.
That is
seen it before you.
By 3 hours.
Is it before? Is it before?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay. That's all that
I hope you're going to call Allie immediately after you get out of your screening, Ralph, and tell her
I'm
going to
wait.
It.
I'm going to wait in the
and
theater
just shout
until
it.
She shows up, and then start screaming important plot points.
I like it.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
A lot of maturity on this program. I like it.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Fiend's been pushing for more maturity, I know,
yes.
For years.
It's his thing.
It just won't happen. What kind of world do we live in, right?
Right?
A really crappy one.
Where Scott Glenn is dead and Buzz Aldrin still walks.
What? John Glenn, first of all.
What did I say?
Scott Glenn.
Oh, John Glenn, yeah.
Yeah. His brother.
Buzz Aldrin's still alive and Scott Glenn is dead and John Glenn is dead?
Right.
That's unacceptable, right? Why would they take the good one?
First of all, they're both good ones.
Why would 2016 take the good one
and
leave the bad one behind?
Mr. Glenn was like 10 years older than Buzz.
Yeah. I'm Buzz.
She's a hot babe.
You're a cute babe.
Cute babe.
Meanwhile, John Glenn's just there just being a hero, minding his own business. John Glenn, for those who don't know, the first American to orbit the Earth in space. Former Marine fighter pilot in World War II and Korea, was United States Senator, won re-election 3 times. And then at age 77, he went back into space, spending 9 days aboard the space shuttle Discovery, becoming the oldest person to go into space. So, quite a life. Any one of those things he accomplished
right.
would be enough to make the man a great American hero. But all those things combined, it's almost mind-boggling what he accomplished in his 95 years. So,
he was married to his wife for 73 years. Too, by the way.
Oh, he wasn't going around going, hi, dancer girl. Yeah, why don't you twirl your tassels for Buzz? He wasn't being a pervy old dude?
Look, Buzz enjoys himself also, but he's got a different style than John Glenn.
Speaking of pervy old dudes, congratulations to Mick Jagger, who just welcomed his 8th child at the age of 73. The lead singer for the Rolling Stones, if you're keeping track, has other kids who range from 17 to 46.
Wow.
His eldest is 46.
Wow.
His eldest child will probably be dead before his youngest child gets to college.
Wow.
Come on.
Do you think any of those kids have met him?
No, they have no idea who he is. They point to this TV screen and go, Daddy! How you doing? Yeah, it's great to be here.
That's your Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Allie, I have to ask because, you know, he's 73.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you?
Mick Jagger, no.
Why wouldn't you want to do me?
But mostly his face area.
Why?
The one
because
you're making
I
right
look
now?
Like a Sharpay who's chewing on an inner tube.
I think about, like, Liam Neeson is 64 when
right.
he's 74. Absolutely. Still
right.
Good. 84, give me some Liam.
Yep.
Right.
Okay. Who's with
me? The young woman who had the baby, if I understand correctly, Ralph, maybe you have it there. Isn't she 29 and a ballerina?
She is all of those things.
Yeah.
She's bendy.
Yeah.
Melanie Hamrick is her name. Pleased to meet you. Glad you have my baby. Creepy looking fish dude. It's like a creepy looking fish dude.
He does.
Right? Let's get a t-shirt made up. Oh, and please, everyone. It's my unfortunate duty to have to break this news to you this morning.
Uh-oh.
We're just talking about him this week. PewDiePie. We're talking about PewDiePie.
Porcupine.
Not PewDiePie at all. PewDiePie.
Oh.
PewDiePie, the number one earner on YouTube. king of YouTube.
Yeah.
$15 million earned over the calendar year on YouTube.
Right.
Playing video games. Plays video games.
Yep.
People watch him play video games. He talks about video games.
Yep.
He has announced he is deleting his YouTube channel.
Oh, no. This is a colossal disaster.
Right?
What?
Because something's going on with YouTube.
What?
A lot of the big-time YouTubers are saying revenues are disappearing. They've changed the algorithm in terms of judging how many people watch and how much money they're getting. And views are declining. Subscribers are suddenly disappearing.
Ooh.
And he says he's going to have none of it.
So he's going to go where?
Is he going to take his talents to Vivo?
It does not say here what his plans are. He said, it's really upsetting how YouTube did this change. They won't explain what happened properly to anyone. It's not just me. A lot of YouTubers are noting this. He says the changes feel like a kick in the face.
Oh, PewDiePie.
PewDiePie. And so he says he plans on deleting his channel at 5 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. That's 9 a.m. this morning, boys and girls, Pacific time.
How are we going
to
finish the
show?
We
need a countdown clock.
We will be doing a PewDiePie Watch 2016. We'll be going on in the next 3 hours. We will let you know what happens at 9 o'clock, whether you can still enjoy your PewDiePie or not.
Can we get some counselors in to take calls from grieving fans of his in the 9 o'clock hour?
Of course. We will be.
Yeah, we have to.
We'll be mourning as a nation.
It's our responsibility.
Don't go, PewDiePie, because is what we're saying. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Simon Helberg from The Big Bang Theory, 36 years old today. Trey Cool, Green Day drummer, 44 years old. Lori Grenier, Shark Tank, right? How great is Shark Tank?
It's a very good show.
Oh, it's better than very good.
It's the best show ever.
There you go. It's it's freaking crack. I defy you to go over on MSNBC or CNBC or whatever they do the reruns.
Right.
And they'll do a block of them. You sit down, you're not going anywhere for like 6 hours. You're in the tank, bitch.
There's no getting out of the
you're
tank.
You're not getting out of the tank.
Is Lori the one that has all the connections at QVC?
Yes.
Oh, I'd pick her. If she picked me and the rest of them were like, I'll do it too, I'd be like, no, I'm good with Lori. She gets it done.
Okay.
She's on your side, Ralph. Does that make you reconsider?
I got to rethink this whole thing. Felicity Huffman's 54. Donny Osmond is 59. John Malkovich, very talented actor. There's no age here. Who knows how old he is? We'll have to cut him open and count his rings. We have no idea.
He's very mysterious.
But the impressive birthday, really, of the century.
Of the century?
Yeah. Kirk Douglas, actor Kirk Douglas, turns 100 years old today.
Yay!
It's nuts, right?
That is nuts.
Suck it, John Glenn.
100 years old. 100 years old. Kirk. What?
I wouldn't want it.
Same.
You wouldn't want 100?
No. Uh-uh.
I mean, he did have that stroke that seemed rather debilitating 20 years ago.
But he sort of handled that with
grace.
But
he's out all the time. He does social events. He's at charity fundraisers. He just gave a giant donation to the Actors Fund. I mean, he seems to be living a pretty good life.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
But you don't want it.
I'm saying no.
What am I going to be like as a 100-year-old?
Oh, that's a good point. I did not project into the future. That's my bad. You want to go now? Oh, I'm just saying, really, judging from the week.
Can I wait for the weekend shows? Saturday,
let me
Sunday?
Let me talk to everybody. Okay. We'll let you know by the end of the show.
Okay.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
How about feeling that?
There's no universe in which you can say that on the radio.
Well.
Hey, listen, guys. Tomorrow night is the world premiere of Rogue One, a Star Wars story at the Pantages Theater. We are going to qualify you to be in attendance at that, as well as give you a pair of passes to Rogue One, a Star Wars story in IMAX 3D. We're looking for your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you are a Star Wars fan, I don't think we need to say anything more than that this time around, right?
Nope.
If you're a Star Wars fan, you know and love the movies, you deserve to be at Rogue One. Call now. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets in a game that we'll play in a few minutes. 1-800-520-1067. First, though, the man with the potty mouth is here, and it's time for this week's Movie Beat with Ralph.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah!
movies are good.
Yeah.
Yes. People like to go see them.
Yes, mm-hmm. they do, Ralph.
And sometimes they wonder, what's new in the Cineplexes this weekend that I can check out? Well, that's where we come in with the Newbie Beat. Listen, I don't see any of these films. Anyone can review a film after they've seen it.
Right. What kind of talent is that?
Thank you, Kevin. There's a gift of being able to look from afar, like a bird watcher looking at a rare oriole. And just telling from the color of its plumage and the sound of its song whether that bird is good or bad.
Okay.
And that's what I do with movies.
All right.
Let's take a look at some of the films opening up this weekend. Miss Sloane opens up this weekend. For those of you who are just desperately missing out on the dirty business of politics, I know I am. I feel like it's been such a long time since the election.
Yeah.
I really need to sit down for 2 hours and watch a movie about awful people doing awful things to each other in the name of politics. That sounds like a good time to me. What are you thinking, Miss Sloane people? who could bear any more of that?
It does seem
in
old
this.
Time, doesn't it?
The only upside is the lovely and talented Jessica Chastain plays a political power broker. She is one of the most powerful lobbyists in Washington, and she is she's a political powerhouse. She is at the height of her powers, will do anything that is required to win. Any sleazy trick, whatever it takes, she's going to do it. So this will feel good watching this.
She is great in everything.
She's a terrific actress. Mark Strong is also great. He's in this. Michael Stuhlbarg, who is just always terrific. The name of the film is, once again, Miss Sloane. Here's some clips from the trailer.
You want to lead the fight on gun control?
There's over 5 million of us, and we're armed.
Start an inquisition.
Throw you in jail for contempt of Congress!
The winner lots one step ahead of the opposition.
We have to make it personal.
You know the word annihilate? It means reduced to nothing.
This is more important than my career.
It's mind-boggling.
You crossed the line.
Ingenious.
Bugging and tapping.
Completely unbelievable.
It's about making sure you surprise them, and they don't surprise you.
Boom! Drop the mic. Sam Watterson also in that.
That sounds great.
He is terrific. La La Land is in limited release this weekend. This is a musical love letter to the city of angels. Los Angeles, story of an aspiring actress who meets a jazz pianist and they fall in love. And it's a musical. You don't see a lot of movie musicals anymore, especially original movie musicals. But these two are singing, they're dancing, they're loving. Quite a cast. Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, Rosemary DeWitt, J.K. Simmons, right?
Right.
J.K. Simmons once again working with Damien Chazelle, the director and writer of this project. He was the genius behind Whiplash, one of my favorite films with Miles Teller and J.K. Simmons.
Here's, that was a laugh riot, wasn't it?
It was a great film.
It was. Bit of a downer. That's all I'm saying.
Was I early or late? Ow! La La Land. Clips from the trailer. Here you go.
You're fired.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, I see the decorations. Good luck in the new year.
I just heard you play, and I wanted... It's pretty strange that we keep running into each other.
Maybe it means something.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't think so. You could just write your own roles, you know? Write something that's as interesting as you are.
What are you going to do?
Have my own club.
You are all going to die tonight.
No, we're not.
I feel like you are if you go.
Oh, come on. That looks awesome.
I feel like death is imminent.
It looks incredible.
It's getting rave reviews.
Woohoo!
Oh. What if the piano blows up while he's playing it? What if that happens then?
I could not be further away from any theater playing this.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me shoot you forward in a week. So it was my wife's turn to pick a movie for us to go to. And she chose Land-N-Law.
Do you mean La La Land, Kevin?
La La Land. And I said, go. I was so surprised. It's so good. Yeah. It's really good. It's not the kind of movie that I would ordinarily see.
You're wondering why we didn't tell you about it, Kevin?
Why didn't somebody tell me who the movie was? That's what's going to happen a week from now. So
we'll see.
Everyone just be prepared.
Kevin, I think it already won Best Picture of the Year for the New York Film Critics. I mean, Ralph's
still talking about this?
Raves. And who doesn't love Ryan Gosling and who doesn't love Emma Stone, by the way?
Right?
They are the couple I want to repopulate the world.
Seriously.
After the nuclear winter, I want them to make all the babies because they're both dreamy. And lastly, Office Christmas Party.
Yay!
Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn, Jennifer Aniston, JT Miller. It's about a wacky bunch of people who work in an office. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to have a goddamn Christmas party. But it's also, it's important because they are going to land a contract if the party goes well and, you know, like you do.
Hey, Ralph, I haven't read a lot about this movie. Do they work for CBS so the party is on a Wednesday in January?
Yeah, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in the conference room. No, this is a real party.
Oh.
This is a massive party of things, and there's camels and stuff, flyovers, jets and things. It's nuts. And there's chaos ensues, I'll tell you that much. Here's some clips from the trailer of Office Christmas Party.
If by some miracle you can close Walter Davis and his $14 million account, your jobs are safe.
Done. And you'll see. You're going to look so stupid.
Then we'll finally have something in common.
God damn it, he's so mean!
Guys, what if we show him the greatest time of his life at our Christmas party tonight?
It's F-word Christmas, B-word. Let's get mother F-word drunk.
I love this company!
What did you guys do to him?
I feel alive!
I think he meant to swing there.
And he did not. Faceplant! This looks like... Well, it's Kevin's erotic dreams is what it is, basically. Kevin waking up in the middle of the night just pitching a tent. This is his movie. He's going to go. How many times do you think this weekend Kevin's going off his Christmas party?
Probably. Well, he's limited because of Acoustic Christmas, so only two.
So probably 12, I'm thinking. Because, because Acoustic Christmas both nights, I'm thinking 12 viewings 12. For Kevin. He'll start around 10. And just take a nap in the middle of one and you pack a lunch and he'll just keep going. Office Christmas Party in theaters everywhere this week. And I am Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
You guys ready? Everybody ready?
Yep.
Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, IMAX 3D. You win those passes and you're qualified for the world premiere tomorrow night at the Pantages Theater. We got Star Wars fans on the line at 1-800-520-1067. This game is called Real Jedi or Fake Jedi.
Real Jedi or Fake Jedi. Come on now and give it a try. Real Jedi or Fake Jedi. Can you spot it with your eye? Real Jedi or Fake Jedi. Step up and you don't be shy. Real Jedi or Fake Jedi.
Wow. You'll die.
That's like aggressive.
It. Who knew?
As if the intro didn't tell us everything we need to know, Allie, do you want to over-explain it before we go to the calls?
I'm going to give you a list of names, one of which will be a real Jedi. So you just have to tell me, out of those three, which is the real Jedi? So right. Don't tell me the two fake Jedi.
Right.
Just tell me the one real Jedi.
Understood. Got it.
Real Jedi, fake Jedi.
Let's start with David in Torrance. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
All right, you ready, David?
Yeah.
You're going to tell me which one is the real Jedi. Is it Count Dooku, Count Dookie, or Count Dougie?
Count Dooku.
Yeah, let her get the comedy answers out.
Don't step on Count Dookie. Come on, man. Come on, have some respect.
I worked hard for that.
Well, hold on.
However, you did win. You are in the drawing. Hang on. All right, let's go to Eric in Huntington Beach. Hi, Eric.
How's it going?
Good.
It's going good. You're going to tell me the real Jedi. Is it Simon Lin, Qui-Gon Jinn, or my son Finn?
Qui-Gon Jinn.
It is.
Real Jedi, fake Jedi.
Nicely done. You go in the drawing. Let's go to Sandy in Woodland Hills. Hi, Sandy.
Hello.
Hey, Sandy. All right. Which one is the real Jedi? Is it Stas Kevin, Stas Chip, or Stas Alley?
Staff Chip.
It is not. It's Allie.
There's an Allie in Star Wars,
it's,
Allie?
Well, kind of budget, but yeah, from Attack of the Clones.
All right, sorry. Thank you for playing.
What? Kevin just wrote a
just
note
don't, that just,
is not
all right,
nice
let's go to Dane in North Hills. Hi, Dane.
Morning. So you guys want the real Jedi?
That's right.
Yes.
Not the fake Jedi.
Okay,
thank you.
Real Jedi, fake Jedi.
I appreciate you asking. Thank you, Dane. All right, which one is the real Jedi? Is it Kit Fisto, Mitt Hando, or Bit Gisto?
That would be Kit Mephisto.
It is indeed.
Wow. Real Jedi, fake Jedi. I've never heard of most of...
Because Mitt Hando is a lot like Kit Fisto.
Right. So you're the actor who gets the call, and the good news is you're in Star Wars. The bad news is you're playing Kit Fisto. That's what you got to live with.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Luke, who is calling us from Riverside. Hi, Luke.
Hi. What's up?
Hey, Luke, how old are you?
I'm 12.
Oh, were you named after Luke Skywalker?
Well,
just say yes.
You should say yes.
My last name was Bacon.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, Luke Bacon. you are going to name the real Jedi. Is it Hova, Yoda, or Coda?
Yoda.
That is correct, Luke. Very good. You are in the drawing. Real Jedi,
fake Jedi. Could be Hova, too. We don't know. He could do everything. Let's go to John in Pasadena. Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
These last couple are tough. You ready, John?
Yes.
Is it Obi-Wan Jerobi, Obi-Wan Baloney, or Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It is. Real Jedi,
fake Jedi. I had all my money on Baloney. Are you
Did
sure?
You? I'm positive.
I'm shocked by that one.
Let's go to Nick in Buena Park. Hi, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Nick. Okay, name the real Jedi. Is it Mace Windu, Mace Windu, or Mace from Bad Boy Records?
It's Mace Windu.
It is indeed.
It is. Real Jedi, fake
Jedi. All right, I think we're out of time, but let's say Nick and John and little Luke and Dane and Eric and David are all in the drawing for passes for Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and IMAX 3D, and they're qualified to win the world premiere drawing that we're going to do immediately afterward to see the film with the stars at the Pantages Theater tomorrow. Who are our winners, please?
The winners are Nick, Luke, and Eric.
Yay! Nick, Luke, and Eric. Congratulations. Now we're putting those into all of the other winners, and we're going to do a grand prize drawing right now. So
Dave
is
spazzing out right now trying to get it all done.
So the three winners from Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and the ones we just talked to are all now in a new drawing for the premiere tomorrow night.
Correct.
And one more drawing. Here we go.
The winner going to the world premiere on Saturday, Manuel Alonso.
Yeah!
Lucky bastard.
Manuel Alonso from La Puente.
Congratulations and thanks for playing all week. Real Jedi or fake Jedi. Don't get it wrong because you will die. 106.7 K-Rock and KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51.
Yeah, he's coming. He's heading our way. Mm-hmm. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, right? That's actually true, Roddy. Hey, speaking of Santa Claus, you're going to feel like Santa is...
I'd like to hear how this is going to end.
I'd like to know how it's going to end, too.
Go ahead. You're going to feel like Santa.
Okay, you're going to... All right, hold on. You're going to feel like Santa has given you an early Christmas gift. When I tell you that, you can still buy some tickets for the sold-out 2016 K-Rock Almost Christmas, because they have released what is called production holds. You guys know what those are, production holds?
Please tell us.
Yes.
No, B, we have no idea.
They build out
what
the
is
stage.
That?
They're not sure you can see from there, so then once they're done, then those Ooh. Tickets are released and you can buy them. There's very few, but they're available.
Yes, that's my point here, is that Santa came early, because you can go to Ticketmaster right now, perhaps, if you act fast, and still get some seats for this weekend's shows at the Forum.
It's just like Santa if you had to buy your presents from Santa.
Right. Look, right. It wasn't a well...
And possibly get denied.
Right.
Somebody
go to Santa and say, can I please buy a Christmas present for myself? No. Go away. Merry Christmas.
Those gifts are already gone. Of being Mr. Bad Example.
Really?
And I believe I earned that today.
Yeah, I believe you earn it every day.
Hey, RJ Bell from Las Vegas, pregame.com, talking NFL Week 14 coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Hey, remember Hairspray Live?
Mm-hmm. From 2 nights ago?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I remember that it was on.
Yeah, it was on. I didn't get a chance to watch it, and apparently no one else did either.
Mm.
Ratings are in. And apparently it is the lowest-rated live NBC musical so far, pulling in just 9 million people on Wednesday night. The previous low was...
9 million sounds like a lot.
Wow.
In network television
news? Yeah. No. I thought that was pretty good.
I'm by definition, I'm doing the story, it's no. It's not good. The previous low was Peter Pan Live, which scored 9.2 million, and down from...
50% with the Sound of Music Live and got in 2013. Wiz Live was in the middle, getting about 11.5 million
the
viewers.
The best.
So, not a lot of people tuned in. We're just talking NBC musicals.
Okay.
But thanks for playing.
Grease was the best, and then followed by The Wiz, just saying.
Speaking of worse,
like if I had to rank
and
them.
Bad things, Taylor Swift continues her campaign of terror. She released new music last night, and by released, I mean it escaped.
It's number one in almost every country in the world.
It's number one in almost every country in the world.
I just said that. It's pretty terrific, Ralph. Have you heard
it's
it?
It's awful.
It's pretty darn good.
It's ass.
But at least had your opinion made up on this one before you
so
heard
did
it.
You, by the way.
But at least it features Zayn from One Direction.
All right.
Yeah. This track apparently is from the 50 Shades of Grey sequel, 50 Shades Darker.
Oh.
Yeah. Bow, chicka, bow,
bow. Is it butt stuff?
Yeah. You can buy the track now on iTunes if you're a bad person.
Already have.
Or if you want to be a good person, you can just ignore it. But you might be curious, so I thought I'd play a little taste. Here is new awful music from Taylor Swift. Wondering if I dodged a bullet or just lost the love of my life. Oh, baby, baby, I feel crazy up all night, and every day. I gave you something, but you gave me nothing. What is happening to me? I don't wanna live forever, 'cause I know I've been living in pain. Right?
Oh, I'm going limp. Oh, I'm just gonna lie here, moaning, thinking about Taylor Swift. Tay Tay.
Smells like donkey ass.
Right?
I mean, that song blows.
It's awful.
It's a real good song.
I'm serious.
Real, real good song.
Seriously, though.
It sounds like something you would get from somebody selling their mixtape on Hollywood Boulevard. It's so generic and.
Or like Willow Smith.
And derivative. It's like it's like she's trying to do an impression.
Overly produced. It's terrible. That's a terrible song, B.
Well, it's pretty great.
That's what we're saying.
Or there's that. And you know, it is the end of the year. That means the top 10 lists are coming fast and furiously. YouTube is a thing people watch. And they have released their list of the most watched videos for the past year. Just to give you some perspective on how active YouTube.com is. The top 10 have gotten over 550 million views.
Wow.
Here are your top 10 YouTube videos of the year. Here you go. Number 10, brothers convince little sister of zombie apocalypse. Remember
that one, right?
Where they pull over? That was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Number 9, the $21,000 first class airplane seat. I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah, the guy had a shower and all that stuff. He was showing off what a cool plane it was.
Right. Okay. Last week with John Oliver, the episode called Donald Trump comes in at number 8. Isn't that every episode? Number 7, Channing Tatum and Beyonce's Run the World Girls versus Jenna Dewan Tatum's Pony, the lip sync battle.
All right.
Number 7, the water bottle flip edition of Dude Perfect.
Oh, God.
Number 6. Because they flip a bottle and it's got water in it, and then it lands on its thing.
Yep. That's exciting.
It does land on its thing.
That's entertainment. That Grace Vanderwall, the 12-year-old ukulele player from America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's number 5. Nike Football presents the Switch featuring Cristiano Ronaldo at number 4. Kevin?
That was a commercial for Nike, wasn't it? Where a little kid or somebody pretends to be Ronaldo and
gets his eyebrows
I
waxed.
That's it, yes.
Yeah, ends up playing on the field.
Dating dudes.
Number 3, what's inside a rattlesnake rattle?
What?
Number 3 was, what's inside a rattlesnake rattle?
I don't think any of us saw it.
Well, okay. Let's pull it up.
Number 3, wow.
Take a look at, let's cut open a rattlesnake. What do you say?
I don't think we have any available, but.
Oh. Number 2, no surprise, Pen Pineapple Apple Pen.
Sure.
Greatest song ever.
That's the greatest
Better
song
than
ever.
The new Taylor Swift, by far, right?
Yeah.
And the number 1 most watched YouTube video of 2016, Adele Carpool Karaoke with James Corden.
Oh, there you go.
How about that for...
That's fantastic.
J-Core. He's got to be happy, right? Not Adele helped
call
out.
Call him J-Core?
J-Core, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthday, Simon Helberg from Big Bang Theory. 36 years old today. Trey Cooler. Trey Cooler. He should absolutely market a Trey Cooler. Can you imagine going on a picnic with a Trey Cooler?
It's a great idea.
Looks like the drummer from Green Day, and you open up his head, and you've got like icy cold beverages inside.
That's a great idea.
Oh, I got to talk to him.
Pez, where you just pull out soda and beer.
That's the best mistake
ever. I have to call him. We're going to make so much money. Trey Cool from Green Day is 44 years old today. Lori Greiner from Shark Tank. Shark Tank so much. 47. Felicity Huffman's 54. John Malkovich is 63 years old today. And actor Kirk Douglas. You may not know his work because he's 100, but it's pretty impressive that he's 100.
He's mother effing Spartacus, right?
He is Spartacus. And also the OG Doc Holliday. Gunfight at the OK Corral. I mean, a ton of great movies. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Less than 1 hour from right now, more chances for you to win tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016 shows this weekend at the Forum, Saturday and Sunday night, both. Plus, we also have more Beer Mug red carpet interviews with all the stars from the Christmas Party, Office Christmas Party film.
Yep.
Cousin Sal on the program later on today. It's been a while since we caught up with him. That's all coming up. First, though, let's go to our man in Las Vegas on Twitter at RJInVegas. He is the founder of Pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. It's time for RJ Bell.
Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
RJ, I know Las Vegas is busy throughout the entire year, but Christmas time, huge for your city. A lot of people spend their holidays there at the casinos.
You know, a surprising number. Thanksgiving's bigger because if you think about it, you get those 5 or 6 days. And you don't have to worry about cooking. I mean, it's a shocking number of people that come to Vegas for Thanksgiving. Now, it takes an extra level of being a degenerate to say, I want to be at the casino on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You know, and Christmas Day, let's go have a buffet. Now, personally, I would plug into that emotionally, spiritually. But I think most people, they haven't gotten there yet.
Gotcha. All right. Fair enough. Well, you had a good week last week. You were 2-1. The only one that you missed was our Los Angeles Rams. You had them plus 13 at New England, and the Patriots ended up winning by 16. But you were right with both your other guesses. So let's see how you do this week with the NFL picks for week 14. The big dog is the Cleveland Browns, who, if I didn't miss it, they still haven't won a game this year. Right, RJ?
Well, let's back up a second. Guesses? What are you talking? I don't make guesses.
Oh, sorry. How offensive.
Hey, why don't you guess a few games for us?
He chose his words poorly.
I did. I apologize.
He knows you predict the future. Yes, that's right. The Cleveland Browns, who I think have still yet to win a game, they are hosting the Cincinnati Bengals, so the battle for the Midwest. What's up?
Yeah, it's our big dog, the Browns. Listen, sports betting, it's a market, like the stock market, like real estate. People buy and sell, and some teams are cheap, some teams are expensive. And let's be candid, it's no fun to back horrible teams. And few recreational bettors will do that. They want to back the better teams. Check out this league-wide trend. Winless teams week 9 or later, so second half of the season, 50-22 against the spread. If you just blindly play winless teams in the second half, that's 65%. They're even better winless teams when they have extra rest. 0-5 or worse with extra rest, 23-5 against the spread. So it really shows you these teams, no one wants to bet. They're cheap. That's where the value is. Another thing to think about, in the NFL, in division games, they know each other very well. Usually the underdogs, these are closer games, the underdogs do well. In this series between Cleveland and Cincinnati, the favorite has only covered 5 of the last 19. So a lot of trends say take the points here. Cincy has only won 1 of the last 4 games. It's not like they're all that good. We get the Browns at home, plus 5, big dog. I think they may get the win here. That's our pick.
Wow. And by the way, both teams being in Ohio so close together, will a lot of Bengals fans travel to Cleveland too?
You know, if The Bengals were winning. That happened. Great question. That happens a lot with Pittsburgh because even though it's not the same state, it's very close geographically to Cleveland right. and to Cincinnati. But with Cincy not in the playoff hunt this year, I would think less than normal.
Plus, gotcha. It's Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah, you know that. You've got to be really motivated.
Right? All right. The best bet, a game I get no feel for at all. Tennessee hosting the Denver Broncos.
I best bet Tennessee here. Listen, what's an NFL offense? You either run or you throw.
Right.
All right. Denver, see, it's not a guess. That kind of expertise.
Right? We could have never come up with that.
No way. Denver, they just can't run without C.J. Anderson. That was a really good running back. He's been hurt for quite a while. Now, throwing the ball, you got Trevor Siemian injured last week. Now he's going to come back likely, but less than 100%. By the way, last week, Denver only threw for 104 yards. I mean, that's like two drives in the NFL this, you know, in 2016.
Yeah.
So Denver really doesn't throw well. They don't run well. Now, Tennessee, they run surprisingly well. The third most rushing yards in the NFL, the Tennessee Titans. And Denver's defense on the other side, great reputation. Won the Super Bowl last year.
Right.
But if you dig into the numbers, they're not very good against the run. They're number 27 in the NFL. Only five teams have given up more rushing yards. The Denver defense, they're tired. But Tennessee, they're off a bye. They're playing for the division. It all points to a sneaky, smart play. Best bet, Tennessee to win the game over Denver.
Very interesting. All right, and the big game pick of the week with RJ Bell on the line from Las Vegas. The Green Bay Packers, +3, hosting my beloved Seattle Seahawks. I know the Seahawks are great in the rain. How are they in the snow? That's my concern this weekend, RJ.
Well, I hope not good, because our big game, Green Bay, +3. You know, a lot of questions about Aaron Rodgers, but the running game has improved recently for Green Bay, and that's helped Rodgers. Last seven games, 19 touchdowns. Three interceptions. That's excellent. 19-3. Packers at home last five seasons, 75% winning on the road below 500. So this is a very good home team, Green Bay. And in December, stat of the week, with Aaron Rodgers at home. So it's Green Bay at home with Rodgers in December. They've won 14 straight games and only lost one against the spread. By the way, we're getting points here, right? So all you got to do is win the game. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson, I don't want you to take this personally now. He's played three elite games this year. Give him credit for those three. In the other nine games, he has four touchdowns and five interceptions.
Is that good or not good?
Not so good.
Not so good. But he is great in December, though. He's another one of those quarterbacks who turns it on.
Fair. Listen, you can protest. It's not going to work. Packers are the play. By the way, real quick, Seattle, not a good road team. You know that. Earl Thomas is out. They're very important safety. This is not a must-win game for Seattle. They pretty much have the division locked up. This is a must-win game for Green Bay. We're taking them at home, getting the points. Big game pick.
I don't like it. All right, so you got the big dog Cleveland Browns +5 hosting Cincy. Best bet is Tennessee Titans -1 hosting the Broncos and the Packers +3 over the Seahawks. Hey, real quick before we let you go, the Rams have Atlanta coming to town. Is this Rams season, is it over, RJ?
Oh, it's been over for a while. It's been over for a while. Goff, I mean, he's a downgrade right now. Now, they've got to play him to see where it evolves. Here's a good stat in this game, though. Rams are +6.5 at home. When the Rams are getting six or more at home, last 16 times, they've only lost twice against the spread. Atlanta is an underdog team, meaning the underdog usually covers in their games. Under Coach Quinn, 21-7 against the spread, the underdog. So I would say if I made a fourth pick this week, not official, it would be the Rams. By the way, real quick, I know you have Cousin Sal coming up. I know Sal a little bit. He always tells me he listens to this segment. So you might want to ask him. I think he might lift a few of our things for other things. So you might want to question Sal on that.
That's very possible. Now we know where Sal gets all the great picks.
No, not at all. Just maybe one or two, let's say.
All right, and I can't wait to talk to him because what a year to be a Cowboys fan. I mean, it's just been unbelievable. All right, RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com, exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. He had a big week last week at 2-1. Do with this information what you will, but let him know on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. You can find out so much more about all the games in college too at pregame.com. Thank you, RJ. We enjoyed it. We'll do it again soon, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This is RJ Bell. I have been, by the way, Ralph has a super secret surprise for us that he's going to bring in about 15 minutes. Anybody have any idea what that's about?
Nope, but I'm going to love it.
Am I going to love it?
Probably.
Yep. Come on, guys. Hey, this is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to this. We have a thing called, it has a lot of names in radio. We call them drops. Some people call them sound bites. But it's the when I hit a button here on the control board and something plays, you know, you hear this. That's me hit the button. That's a,
not
that's
interested.
A
stop using.
Wow.
Someone did.
Oh, I get it now.
That's exactly. A lot.
You have your
right? We got a lot of them. So every year, as we start to think about looking back on the year that was, and that's where we're at right now in 2016, we think it's fun to compile our top 10 drops of the year. Now, before we get into it, there are a couple that didn't make it that it pains me, a couple of bonuses. Like we just talked to our friend RJ Bell, for instance.
Yum, yum. Give me some of that.
I mean, I love that.
I did do,
not,
too.
Did not make the top 10, I'm sorry to say. Here's another one that I fell in love with but just missed.
I don't know. Ask Tori Spelling's mom.
I mean, come on with Petros with that. And I have to tell you, I think I do a pretty good job of getting the drops on the air, but I blame myself for this one not being more popular and more used because I think it's magic and I blew it. And that's
the Cobb salad on point.
I mean, that's another one that I really could have done so more good. With that I didn't. But I think you'll be very happy with the list. If you're a Kevin and Bean listener, I think you'll recognize and enjoy all of these. It's time for the top drops of 2016.
Audio clips that we play on the show. Which one will be on top? Known as drops, which one will have a shot? This is top drops, top drops. This is top drops, this is top drops. Which one will be on top? Top drops, this is top drops, this is top drops. Which one will be on top?
The top drops of 2016.
That reminds me, I'm very much looking forward to the countdown of the top 10 Omar intros of the year because he does such excellent work back
will
there.
Will that
I like
make it?
That one. That might not be, but I think a lot of them. The wonderful thing about compiling sound, and it really has taken over my whole life, I can no longer watch any video on the internet or watch anything on TV or listen to anything on the radio without listening for things that I can pull out for the show. But you never know where they're going to come from. This was a viral video, number 10, from a woman who got into a car accident and started the people started arguing with one another. And one of the ladies said something that was so funny that we've really enjoyed a lot, and it comes in at number 10 this year.
You see that? You see how white people do?
I mean, really, it's just, it's so useful in so many ways, isn't it?
This is Top Drops.
Number 9 of the Top Drops of 2016. I think Vin Scully is on the phone right now, and Ally McKay must have said something that really, really disappointed Vin.
Oh, my gosh, no.
I mean,
oh,
really?
Oh, Vin.
How are you?
This is Top Drops.
Speaking of Ally, by the way, she contributed a lot of great sound to the show this year, dear. And she shows up at number 8.
And now, a breaking news bulletin. Come on.
Well done.
This is Top Drops.
Number 7 comes from the great Jiminy Glick. And how many times has he asked this question about something that has been going on this show?
Why do some people tune out?
I mean, really?
This is Top Drops.
That is a great
so
question.
Good.
The next president of the United States of America is a New York businessman named Donald J.
What?
Trump. Yeah, it was in the news. That's how you missed it, Kevin. And he contributed something that we found very useful this year, no matter who we were talking about.
He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
How many people do you reckon this year, Kevin, we have accused of being the founder of ISIS?
50? 75? I don't know. A lot.
This is Todd Trump.
Number 5 is one that just squeaked in the last few weeks, but I think we're going to love it and enjoy it and use it forever, and I think you know who I'm talking about here. Yes, it's turtles having sex, ladies and gentlemen. Come in at number 5.
This is Top Drops.
We fell in love with a young lady in late October and early November who had grown up her whole life supporting a certain baseball team and was so grateful to be alive to see the Cubs win the World Series. Unfortunately, not everyone in her family was so lucky.
I just wish my brothers were alive to see this.
In case you're wondering what happened to her brothers,
they're all dead now.
Yeah, so here we go.
This is Top Drops.
That was Dorothy at number 4. Hey, what was the name of our favorite Lakers player that we got from the, I think I want to say from the Cavaliers in the offseason?
Oh, Moz.
Moz.
Maz, we fell in love with before we ever saw him play in Los Angeles because of the commercial that he had done back home in Ohio. And he said that immortal phrase that comes in at number three.
Get this week stuck out of here.
I mean, he really, how does he not have a career in Hollywood already?
Right?
That kind of. And by the way, from the same commercial, just as a bonus, if you want to give it 3B.
Now hiring both locations.
So that was also very great. Counting down the top drops 2016. Allie, you are back. You are back at number two with the most enthusiastic reading of a name I think anyone's ever heard.
Lady Gaga!
I mean,
that's...
Is this the painful sound?
It's not good.
Is that the kiss countdown?
No, it's not. How did that happen that you were so thrilled with Lady Gaga?
We were trying to figure out who was going to be playing Super Bowl halftime, and we named everyone and couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
And then it just came to me, and wow, I was excited to share it.
You really
Some
were.
Would say too excited.
Way too excited. This is
Top Drops. All right, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
The most popular soundbite of 2016 on The Kevin and Bean Show. You know it. You love it. You wouldn't want to live in a world without it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Ga-ga-ga.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. Smell it.
Yeah! I don't.
Right?
No.
Right?
No.
Right?
No. This is
Top Drops. Beer Mug on the red carpet interviews. That's not how it's said at all, is it? Beer Mug on the red carpet doing interviews coming up next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And more tickets for you to join us this weekend at the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016, Saturday and Sunday. That's this weekend at the Forum. Your chance to win coming up on K-Rock.
Ralph, this is all about you. This is your secret break.
It's not all about me, but I just wanted to take some time as we get down to the end of the year.
Okay.
And I wanted to apologize to some of the K-Rock listeners. Got a lot of email this week.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of tweets. Got a lot of attention of people saying how uncomfortable they were earlier this week when Bean was hitting on Joe Buck when he was in the studio.
Well, I mean, that was pretty awkward.
It was awkward for us too, people.
And I
just want you to know.
Joe Buck, I just am a fan of his work. That's all.
Joe Buck was a guest in the studio earlier this week, and Bean kind of made a fool of himself a little bit. He gushed
a little bit.
He praised. Frankly, and a lot of people recognize that he was not sexually assaulting, but certainly I think putting Joe Buck in an awkward situation by sort of hitting on him and making him feel uncomfortable.
He came on too strong.
I mean,
really?
And so for those people who were made uncomfortable by that, I want you to know we feel your pain. We also were uncomfortable. And we wanted to apologize for anyone that may have been offended. The problem is you didn't hear the worst of it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. It was on air was one thing.
It was bad on air.
It was bad on air. Off air.
Oh, I love your hair.
Who would say that about your hair plugs? That's the least interesting part about you, Joe Buck.
He told us a story about a guy that threatened to fire him if he didn't get more hair, and I just thought that was reprehensible.
You're so talented.
He's in the booth because of his abilities as a broadcaster.
Who cares about your hair? It's the least interesting thing about you.
Thank you, Ralph.
Everything else about you is wonderful.
You're so talented and wonderful. I think you're just one of the best people in the industry.
I didn't think it was inappropriate at all.
It was creepy. And
I didn't notice you ran right to HR after he left, though. I did notice that.
Well, I felt bad for the guy, and then I had Omar pull the tape of what happened after the interview. In the room, after the interview.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I just think it's in order to come clean, we need to be completely upfront and honest with the audience and say, yes, what you heard was happening. It was much worse off the air. We apologize to Mr. Buck. We apologize to the listeners. And I just wanted you to hear the conversation that was held between Bean and Joe Buck.
Are you sure this is
after they went off the air? I think it's important.
What we want to do?
If we're going to be forthright, if we're going to come out and just be honest about it, I think they need to know the whole story.
Oh, man. Well, I don't even remember talking to him off the air, so this is a surprise.
Well, then you'll let me remind you with this conversation that we recorded with you and Joe Buck after the interview here in the studio.
I just want to thank you, Joe, for coming on. It was a real pleasure. And again, I just want to say, I loved your book.
And there's a lot in there about my relationship with my
I noticed. In fact, I hate to be so forward, but Would you consider sleeping with me?
I didn't think the offer would come.
Well, you're getting it now. And I just wonder if you would do me the honor.
I am a bastard, by the way.
Oh, I know. I like that in a boy. I like the bad boys. I find that attractive. Do you think I'm attractive?
You need to lose 25 pounds.
Oh. Really? You think so?
Fat ass.
But if you could see past that, what do you think we could get into?
Strap on a...
Oh, Joe Buck. Oh, you're so naughty. What else could we do?
You can punch me in the face if you want.
You know, I'm kind of new at this thing. Would I be your first?
I kind of got hooked on getting...
Well, you'd be my first dude. So, could you please, be gentle.
Look, I have a huge... It's massive.
Well, then I guess as you would say, let's play ball.
And I don't know what happened after that, but it sure made for a few uncomfortable moments here.
So we're apologizing not only to Joe but to the audience.
Yeah, because they picked up on it. They know what's going on. They can sense. Yeah. They can sense the sexual tension. And so I just hope it was worth it, Bean. That's all I'm saying.
It sure was. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54,
and it is showbiz time. Here's Ralph Garman.
Speaking of showbiz, Hollywood Babylon returns to the stage at the Improv on Melrose tonight, 10 p.m. We're going to have a good time. Smith and I, Kevin Smith, of course, director, writer, raconteur, actor, all-around good guy. He and I will be talking all things entertainment and having a good time tonight at the Improv on Melrose, 10 p.m. You can get your tickets at improv.com.
No good. And we're going to stop it.
We're going to be breaking down all the new trailers that just dropped in the past 24 hours. Holy great googly moogly. We had Spidey last night, Spider-Man Homecoming. The first trailer dropped during Jimmy Kimmel last night on ABC. I don't know if you've seen it or not yet, but wow, does it look awesome. And this Tom Holland, born to play Peter Parker / Spider-Man. Looks amazing. And then we got War for the Planet of the Apes today. If you have not seen that yet, check it out online. Woody Harrelson as the bad human up against Caesar and his ape army in a war for the Planet of the Apes. Looks just as good as the last one. Next franchise.
Check that out.
Franchise has just been getting better and better with each film.
Agreed.
And, of course, we got Star Wars coming up, too. I'll be seeing it on Monday. Allie tried to match me.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
She said, I'm going, too, on Monday. I'm going to the 4 o'clock screening. I was like, 1 o'clock screening. Boom!
We're now working tirelessly to get to the 1 o'clock.
Charbroiled!
Is it one before the 1 o'clock? Is your question?
I think the one is the earliest.
Sweet 3 hours before she sees it.
I'm really hoping to get to the one and just stay the seat right next to me.
I'm going to stand by the gate, wait for her to drive in, and just start screaming plot points as she goes to park.
The worst!
The best.
Why are you the worst?
I'm not the worst. It turns out there's people even worse than me.
Oh.
And they are the hashtag dump Star Wars people.
Oh,
have you seen this?
Yes.
This movement?
No, I have not.
Yes. Apparently, the alt-right is now taking issue with Rogue One, a Star Wars Story.
Come on. Now
a
what?
A deluge of mostly anonymous trolls are sharing the hashtag dump Star Wars. Boycott Star Wars.
Because?
I think that'll go well for you, fellas, by the way.
Good luck with that.
Well, here's the thing. A while ago, a couple months ago, one of the writers of Rogue One, Chris Weitz, tweeted, please note that the Empire is a white supremacist human organization. To which his co-writer replied, opposed by a multicultural group led by brave women. Well, that's all they needed. And so the right started to spread these tweets. And just for some reason this week, they've sort of caught fire. And the Reddit boards and all the alt-right websites are just boycotting the film with such statements as, they are brainwashing kids into hating white men, wrote one user about the film. All the villains are white, and all the good guys are minorities and women. Can't have that.
What the?
Yeah. Right-wingers work hard, then give their money to people who hate them. This much change. Dump Star Wars for calling you Nazis. Stop using your multiculturalism anti-American agenda in a science fiction movie, Disney. We just want to enjoy a fun movie. It sounds like Kim. I just want a good movie. Hashtag dump Star Wars. So apparently they are on fire, and they will not give their money to this multiculturalism, anti-American stuff.
For a group that makes so much fun of liberals for being these sensitive snowflakes offended by everything, my God, they're racking up the offended points.
They're sure quick to react.
Are you both still going, or is that it?
I'm not going now. No. Right? Hashtag dump Star Wars.
I don't need this feminist propaganda in my face.
Right?
I don't need it.
Dits.
And don't forget they found a safety pin on one of the uniforms that they spotlighted as being a protest against their America as
right.
well.
Right.
I heard they rewrote the whole ending to be about Donald Trump.
Yes.
So I'm not going. Right.
I heard Emperor Palpatine has a comb over now. That's what I've heard.
Retweet.
Retweet
on that.
Hashtag comb over dump hair. I don't know. Whatever you guys are doing these days.
Just stop it.
Hey, Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Create some great music.
Yep.
Everlong, one of our favorites, right? Can't do any wrong with Everlong.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. What if Rick Astley would sing it? What if Rick Astley sang Everlong by Foo Fighters?
Dean loves it.
Would that be good or would that be bad?
Well, I mean, he has a decent voice, but he's no Dave Grohl.
Well, he was rocking out.
I doubt that.
On Everlong.
No, he drums.
On his Facebook page yesterday. He said he was rehearsing for an upcoming charity gig in London, and he wanted to bring a little rock and roll to the vibe.
You're about to Rickroll us, aren't you?
I'm going
to
Rickroll you with a little Everlong by Foo Fighters. It's done by the legendary Rick Astley.
Only thing I ever ask of you, you gotta promise not to stop when I say when. And I say.
Don't need it.
Don't need it?
Don't need it. Don't want it.
That was quick.
Don't want it. Don't need it.
You don't want a whole Rick Does Foo album?
Nope. I do not.
Rick Foo. I am skilled in deadly art of Rick Foo. Yeah. We don't need that. I don't have time for the awful Taylor Swift song. All right, next hour, we're going to talk about the awful Taylor Swift song.
I don't know if you're still in here, Winbean, or if you said it on the air, I get confused because he talks all the time.
I know, it's hard to differentiate.
After the third listen, you'll love it. Did he say it on the air or off?
No,
it must have been off the air.
Off the air.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you will.
Three listens, you'll
love
it.
It'll grow.
I said,
again.
You know why I know that won't happen? Because I'm not going to listen to it.
Never getting to number three.
Right.
How many licks does it take to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
Zero if I'm not
Zero.
Trying.
Crunch.
Right.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Kirk Douglas is 100. That's pretty cool. John Malkovich is 63. Felicity Huffman is 54. Lori Grenier from Shark Tank. I love Shark Tank. I wish I could invent something and go on there.
Who would you want to pick you?
I think Cubes.
Would it
sure.
be? Interesting.
I like him.
Yeah, I'd be Lori for sure.
Yeah.
Because she just gets you on QVC and you are selling out the wazoo.
Is that where you want to sell?
Mostly. Okay.
Depends on what you got, I guess.
Butt plugs.
Trey Kuhl of Green Day is 44 years old today. And actor Simon Helberg from Big Bang Theory celebrates his 36th. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beats.
Our last chance to reconsider the game. Oh,
nope.
No. This
no.
is going to be nope. fun. I'm
can't
so
wait.
Glad for everybody.
Can't
Look,
wait.
We are
this
green
the last
light. Day. We are green light.
Kevin, here's the thing.
It's the this last is, day. This is.
But that's why we're doing it.
Enter the codes.
We want the toughest game to win to be the last pair of tickets that we have to give away, right? And this is the hardest game. This is way harder than the hardest game in the world.
We used to do a thing where we would do Kevin and Bean whistle the hits.
Yes.
And then they all decided, and rightfully so, that I can't whistle. Mm-hmm. So now it's just me.
Yeah.
Now that puts every listener at a disadvantage because it's a, it's pretty
but
impossible.
The same disadvantage, though.
That's actually good, Ralph.
I hope that I aspire to that.
That's what you're going to get from Kevin today.
So Kevin Blow Hums the Hits is the game. And look, you deserve to go if you can figure out what the hell he's trying to whistle, because he really can't whistle.
Right.
So if you want to go and you want to join us for Blink-182, Kings of Leon and Jimmy World and AFI and Bastille and Weezer and Beck and Green Day and all the rest, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. You can win your tickets to both nights on the floor. We'll play the game next on K-Rock.
Ralph, you're trying desperately to be as bad as I am, and that's as good as I can be. Oh, this is going to hurt. It's next.
I hope they perform that
Same.
On Sunday night. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, speaking of the shows this weekend, the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016, we are giving away tickets right now on the floor for both nights. Now, Kevin, I know you feel bad about this because you feel like you're the hindrance. You're standing in the way of listeners being able to win because
gargling
you can't whistle
right now.
I know you say you can't whistle, but look, not everybody can do
everything.
You
got to stay moist,
right? I can't snap my fingers. For instance.
So let's do a game where we're giving away tickets on the floor for both nights for you snapping your freaking fingers.
I can't blow a
bubble. You'd feel terrible.
With bubble gum. I can't blow a bubble.
Right.
I don't know how to do that. I can't curl my tongue, so I'm not Randall's father on This Is Us, for instance. But you can't whistle. That's your curse, man. But we're going to make it work, and somebody out there is going to win tickets to both nights as we play Kevin Blowhums the Hits.
Because you know he's all about that blow, no whistle, and all about that. He's all about the blow and the hum, no whistle. And that's why we play Kevin Blowhums the Hits.
We had determined when we were playing Kevin Bean Whistle the Hits that Kevin can't whistle, and it really sounds more like he's humming and that he's blowing.
There, that's where the name Blowhum came
from. Yeah. All right, who's our first contestant?
Hold on, I gotta stay moist.
Oh, jeez. That's the worst.
Stop making me gargling.
It's not water.
I'm glad Ralph's not in here to answer that question.
Hi, Christy.
Hello.
Hi.
Christy's over it already.
Right?
She's over it. You really do sound disappointed in us already, Christy. All right. So Kevin is going to be attempting to whistle one of the songs you'll be hearing this weekend at the Forum. All you have to do is tell us the title and artist of this popular K-Rock song. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here goes. Kevin, less gargly, more blow humming, please.
Right?
Yes!
I mean, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Come on,
can I get a second?
I can't do it twice for you, unfortunately.
He could barely do it once.
Right.
All right, title and artist, please. If you don't know, please take a guess, Christy.
I blame you.
That was Weezer Buddy Holly is what that
was. That was identical.
I know the pressure's on, but don't be like Christy. At least take a guess. Then you have a shot at winning, right?
All right. Let's go to Brian in Los Angeles.
Morning, guys.
Hi. I apologize in advance for this. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the answer and.
No idea.
You guys are crazy.
I'm not seeing
that.
I'm sorry. Brian, are you better than we are at Kevin Blowhums the Hits?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Come on.
I can't.
This time it was Time of Your Life by Green Day.
I hope you had the time of your life.
I didn't hear any of those notes.
Allie, I hope you're happy. I hope both of you are happy for making us do this game.
Because the fact that they
don't get tickets is on me.
Yeah, it is.
And that sucks.
Okay.
Not everybody qualifies for every game. All we need is one person to come through, Kevin. That's
right, but I want it to be on them so that I can go, wow, you were a terrible contestant. Right? And then I'm not to blame.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Uh-oh, he's going to gargle again.
He's rehydrating. Let's go to Manhattan Beach. That's going to be line three. Our next contestant is going to be John. We're playing Kevin Blowhums the Hits. John, you were listening on hold. Did you have any shot at the Weezer or the Green Day song?
I knew the Weezer one.
Yes, he did.
Green Day.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see how you do with this one. Listen closely. A lot more blowing than humming in that one, by the way. John, what
Why don't you not be so critical?
What do you think, dude?
No idea. Jimmy Eat World the Middle.
I'm sorry.
Well, he took your advice and took a guess.
Look, he could have been right. It was all the smoke.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
Come on,
Kevin. Come on.
I'm doing the best I can. You're the ones that are forcing this game on me.
We are in sudden death right now. There no longer is a drawing. First person who can identify the song that Kevin is blow humming by title and artist will win tickets for both nights at the Forum. Who's our next contestant?
All right, let's say hi to Jose. He's in Los Angeles on line four, please.
I have to stay moist. Morning, otherwise, I wouldn't have this
Stop
record of success.
Saying moist.
Seriously. All right, Jose, it's all on you, buddy. All right? You get this right, you go to the show.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
All right, here we go.
Good luck. An all-time K-Rock classic,
was
Jose.
It?
What do you think?
It was.
Oh, man.
I hate to tell you, you've probably heard this song 1,000 times.
I think you nailed it.
Thank you, Chip. Thank you. Give us a guess.
I don't know. I'll go with Blink 182, All the Small Things.
I'm sorry.
That was actually the one right before that we already just played and did. But thank you. It was Beck Loser, but nice try. All right. Still in sudden death. Still looking for a winner. Is it Ben from Chino Hills? I feel good about Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Good morning, Kevin.
It's not Come the on, contestant huh? you need to feel good about, Bean. It's me.
But on, maybe Kevin. Ben speaks Kevin.
Ben, I'm trying.
All right. I know.
Gargle
I know.
Or no gargle?
No.
Gargle
no.
again.
All right.
Gargle again.
All right. One
Don't
more
use
time.
The word more.
Kevin can't whistle, so we're blow-humming the hits.
Moist enough. Ready?
Here we go.
Yep.
Three rally.
It's a pretty good use of a billion-dollar radio station. I'll tell you that.
Gosh. Right, though?
All right, right? Ben, let's do it. Let's close this one down, man. Let's get a winner.
Jesus.
No way. I'll say Use Somebody by Kings of
Leon. Yeah!
What? Was that?
Hold on.
Was that? Was that?
My man!
Was that just a guess, Ben?
Oh, no, I had. I mean, he nailed it.
Right? Thank you, Ben.
On the floor both nights this weekend. We'll see you there. Oh, thanks for playing. Kevin Blow hums the hits.
He's all about the blow and the hum, no whistle. And that's why we play Kevin Blow hums the hits.
Hey, Beer Mug.
Hey, Merry Christmas, happy holidays. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, don't act like you've got holiday cheer.
When is Hanukkah this year, my Jewish friend?
You think
like he knows.
You think I know when Hanukkah is?
Really?
I'm Jewish.
I thought those were your people.
He's Jew adjacent.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, happy holidays is the safe way to go then, I
yeah,
guess.
Exactly.
Well, I'm very excited you're here because, you know, the past week or so we've been giving away tickets to this Office Christmas party, which opens up in theaters today. And I know you were at the red carpet for the premiere, and I'm so excited to hear you talking to Jennifer Aniston and to Jason Bateman and to T.J. Miller and
we'll
all the rest.
We'll get to all that, Bean. We'll get to it all.
I can't wait.
So Muggs on the red carpet at the Office Christmas party, and he's really excited at the very beginning of the night for a very special reason that he shares with our cameraman, Carlos.
Oh, I can't wait. Guess what's across the street, Carlos? Flame Roiler. Just right there. I parked right in front of it. Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth, Carlos. And I'm probably getting a parking ticket as we speak because my meter has expired.
So he's got food on his mind
Hell,
really more
yeah.
than he does interviews.
That's at the beginning of the night. Yeah. He says that his thing has already run out. His meter.
His meter's out before
At the
he's
beginning
even
of the night.
Yeah, yeah I parked yeah. at a 30-minute max. It was the only parking spot in Westwood, so it was right by the Flame Broiler. So all that had to do with where I parked. Have you guys ever had Flame Broiler?
I think you're getting off topic here, bud.
So
your mind wasn't really on, hey, what kind of great questions am I bringing tonight? It was really on, oh, I can't wait till this dumb show is done so I can eat.
It's always on food, yeah.
Here's what I love. I love that Muggs really has more answers than questions. So when something comes up, Muggs then takes whatever came up and explains in great detail what it is to the person who brought it up. In this case, Adrian Martinez is who you were talking to. And you asked him about being in an office.
Have you ever worked in an office environment in your life?
Sort of. I was a telemarketer for a while.
Oh, that's a rough job. You got to call people that you don't know, random strangers, and expect to get hung up on most of the time, right?
Why are what? You?
Just making sure he knows what he did.
But he was the telemarketer, so he did those
in case
steps.
He forgot.
Why did you explain to him what he was doing?
In case he forgot. Obviously.
Did you think that he had forgotten?
He's a big actor now, of course.
Mm. Randall
Park.
Park.
Oh, we love him. From Veep and so many other things.
He played Kim Jong-un in, the name escapes
in
me.
In that movie. And this is Muggs, one of his patented questions and quick answers.
Now, Randall, you've acted most of your life, correct?
No.
Cut and dry, right?
Did you
there.
Have a reason that you asked him that? Or did you just assume he acted more?
I was going to ask him the office question again, if he ever worked in an office. The same thing I asked Adrian.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Tell me about Fortune Feimster.
Fortune Feimster, she's an actress. She's really, really funny, funny lady. And she's in Office Christmas Party. She plays the Uber driver.
I see.
Okay. Picks up Jennifer Aniston.
So Muggs is talking to her, but then he sees Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And he has so little interest now in Fortune that he stops talking to Fortune and starts yelling at Katy. And trying to use Fortune to get her to come over like he did with
Walk the Moon.
This happens.
And I played Jen Aniston's Uber driver in particular. And
who's walking by? Is that Katy Perry? Is that Katy Perry?
That's Katy Perry.
Katy Perry! Katy, Fortune Feimster, right here. Katy! I'm sorry, Fortune. I don't want to be rude.
Too late.
Never works. That will never work.
Well, here's the other thing. Yeah. Mugs, if you're standing right in front of somebody and then you see somebody, that's the definition of a horrible Los Angelino.
You're always
looking over their shoulder for somebody more important, and then you stop talking to her and you start shouting at the person behind her.
But imagine if I got a hot exclusive interview with Fortune and Katy Perry.
Did you?
No.
No, you did not.
I mean, you were this close to just pushing Fortune into traffic to get her out of your way.
So then Jennifer Aniston walks by. How great Fortune is that? So this is Muggs with Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston! Jan! She's got a ton of security. Jan! Jan! Jan!
All right, now I have a question.
Yeah.
Even if she hears you, does she go by J-Ann?
No.
So
never.
Even if she hears somebody yelling J-Ann, that must be somebody else. It's not me.
It's totally not what she's ever been called.
Why
ever.
Would you call her something she's never been called?
Come on. All the cool kids are saying that, right?
All right. So then you run into Sam Richardson.
Yeah.
Who we also love also from Veep.
Veep. He's got a new movie called The Detroiters.
Right.
Coming up. Good guy. Good guy.
Muggs, nice as man. Muggs likes to do, starts talking to him, but immediately turns it around onto his own story.
I loved Mike and Dave Need Wedding Days. I don't know if you knew this, but I got to...
Now...
Why would he know it?
Why would he know that? Why in any world would he know that you got flown...
Look,
to Hawaii to be in that movie.
There's a small
possibility.
There is, because
there's zero possibility.
On set chatter amongst the cast members.
I'm sure talking about you.
Did you guys hear that the movie company flew out a bunch of extras?
Sure.
This is great.
Here we go.
I loved Mike and Dave Need Wedding Days. I don't know if you knew this, but I got to be flown out. 20th Century flew us out. And I got to be an extra in Mike and Dave.
In Mike and Dave? In Hawaii?
In Hawaii.
Oh, man.
Now listen to him being so kind and just playing along with your stupid story.
But
he doesn't care.
I think he was interested.
Because he's super nice. That's why.
It was the bar scene where Adam and Zach were going over
the dates.
Yeah. But the thing was...
Okay, now, what do you think the thing was, Bean?
After
all of that, what do you think the thing was?
I'm so blown away that he's spending all of Sam Richardson's time talking about Beer Mug.
I swear to God, Beer Mug, if you're about to tell him it was cut, I'm going to cut you.
Oh, no. Is my scene got cut out of the movie?
Beer Mug!
It's time for some cutting.
Yep.
Maybe on the DVD extras?
I hope so. Either way, I got flown out. We got to party in Hawaii for like 3 days.
Yeah, keep telling him that story. That's gold. That story is gold.
It was awesome.
I got to party in Hawaii for 8 weeks.
Boom.
It is incredible.
Best location you've ever filmed a movie, right?
I mean, it has to be. Second only to Atlanta.
That's where you shot Office Christmas Party.
Oh, good. So then you're talking about him playing a DJ.
Yeah.
And the reggaeton.
He plays a DJ in the movie.
This is one of the weirdest things that Muggs has ever said.
The reggaeton horn.
When
I'm in a bad mood, and I just play that sound, I'm automatically in a good mood.
Yeah.
That's just not true.
By the way.
That is 100% not true. When you're in a bad mood, yes. There's not a soul in this building that can even reach you.
Dude, all you have to do is play the reggae
horn.
That's
just not true.
Next time I'm in a bad mood, Kevin.
Remember yesterday when you were sitting in the office?
Yeah.
And none of us could get your attention?
Did you play?
Because you were looking at your phone?
Did you play the reggae horn?
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Lord.
You didn't.
You're such a liar. You lie. That's what you do.
I love that noise. And I just play that sound, I'm automatically in a good mood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep. Sam Richardson, by the way, great at doing that. Great at doing their reggae horn.
Hey, thanks for that update. Tell me about Divine
Joy Randolph.
Randolph, yes.
She is in This Is Us, and she's also in Office Christmas Party, mm-hmm. and she's a very, very sweet lady as well.
Right. And how did Charles, our security guard, come up?
Because,
more importantly,
Divine plays the security guard in Office Christmas Party.
More importantly, why would you talk trash about our security guard, Charles?
I didn't say one bad thing about Charles.
There we go.
Well, it's funny. Our security guard at K-Rock, Charles, was the drummer for Little Richard, and he's the coolest guy in the world. And it's like, I don't necessarily know if there was a threat to the building. He's the best guy, but he certainly is the nicest guy.
Yeah.
What's happening right now? He's saying Charles is nice, but if we've got any kind of issue that needs a security guard, maybe he's not the guy.
Right, but why does this actress need to know this?
Because she plays a security guard in Office Christmas Party, Bean.
So you're telling her about a security guard you also know.
And I have to name drop Charles because he's awesome.
But not a good security guard.
Not a good security guard.
According to Beer Mug.
Why would you say that? And then a very confusing question, another one for Divine, about This Is Us.
You are a reoccurring character
on This Is Us. Yeah.
On This Is Us. What is that like? How's that been? Because it's kind of, this is the first season, right?
Wow, okay. That was strokey. Stroke-ish.
I'm sorry, I hate to prolong the pain, but could I hear that question one more time? Do you mind?
On This Is Us, what is that like? How's that been? Because it's kind of, this is the first season, right?
All right, now, Bean, who are you looking forward to in these interviews?
Well, I mean, you know, the stars, you're Jason Bateman,
nope.
You're Jennifer Aniston,
nope.
We already missed her. T.J. Miller would have been a nice one. Who else is there that we should be talking
about?
Olivia
Munn. It doesn't matter. We're finished.
That was it.
He got none of them.
Okay.
Zero.
Oh.
And then he ends it with this, where he's pretty much, he's surly. He's surly and he wants to get to his flame broiler.
Now, I didn't get the really big stars, mainly the people on the billboard. Jennifer Aniston walked right by us. Jason Bateman wasn't even here. Hey, what do you want from me?
Right.
Okay. Seriously. Just have a merry Christmas.
Right?
Wow.
Whoa. Right?
That took a turn.
I love that we sent him out on the red carpet to do interviews, and his reaction is, what do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
We want you to keep doing what you're doing.
You got it.
That's what we want for you.
So you're flying to Finland? I mean, is that what
you
decided? You're going to be moving to Finland maybe even full-time?
Yep. Full-time.
Going to work professionally for Anton Pionti, your new hero?
I will be his or her manager.
There's a very popular TV show that's been on for a number of years called Britain's Got Talent. And in fact, it became such a sensation back home in Britain that they started to export it to other countries. It is now on in 60 countries around the world. And we're talking about Finland's Got Talent, which just completed its most recent season. And Anton Pionti was the winner. And he is a phenomenally talented entertainer, as you're about to hear, as he does his rendition of John Lennon's immortal Christmas classic, Happy Christmas, War is Over. Oh, I forgot to mention, he's a hand farter.
And a damn good one. It's beautiful. The judges are dying laughing. Is it too late to fly him out for
that
acoustic?
I know, didn't he?
I just, I'm so surprised.
Unreal.
I'm so surprised that a guy with a talent like this could win a competition like this, because it's kind of a novelty act a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
So he must have done it. How many rounds does it get before the end?
Like eight or nine?
Yeah, I figure on the show many, many weeks before the final, and I just feel like...
Listen to the people.
The audience, yeah. I just feel like on week six, when this guy comes out and he's doing another hand farting,
not
I feel like
me.
A lot of people would be like, all right, been there, done that.
Not me. I'm
really?
All in.
You have unlimited interest.
This person
in
is my hero.
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
It actually is, yeah. What if you're an aspiring comedian or, you know, a singer? You've been you know, working those chops since you were four.
Anyone else on the show?
Yeah, you finally get to this national stage. You know, God forbid you're a magician. And you come out there and you do your best. And then this guy comes out with a hand farting and smokes you.
For the rest of your life, you're the runner-up to the hand farter.
You're the guy that lost to the hand farter.
Oh.
Now, here in America, you win $1 million, if I remember correctly. Isn't it some crazy amount like that?
I don't know.
And you get a residency in Las Vegas.
Where's his residency? I want to go now.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if, Kevin, it's not too late for you to... Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Listen to that. Standing O, ladies and gentlemen. Standing O! First thing this morning, Kevin said, how quickly can he get here from Helsinki to play Acoustic Christmas this weekend?
He would kill an acoustic, right?
Yeah, he would.
He really would.
Do we have time?
I don't know what the time difference is, but we should look into it.
All right.
Get him out here.
That'd be pretty strong.
At least Skype it, right?
I'm not sure that would be as impressive.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:53. Ralph, what do you think about Kevin's endless and unending fascination with hand farting?
Sure.
I'm all about it.
Doesn't surprise me in the least.
I'm all about it.
He said,
by the way, that guy is the Mozart of hand farting.
No, he's talented.
But
right.
Kevin said today that he would watch a 2-hour hand farting concert and love every minute of it.
Yeah, Kevin says that. Kevin's never watched 2 hours of anything in his whole life. Let's face it. He's a 15-minute chunk guy, really.
That's possible.
Right?
That's possible.
He is short.
I might skip out on it. But then I would check back in to make sure it was still all great.
Make sure it was still hand farting.
Uh-huh.
What about your Bohemian Rhapsody guy? I thought that was the guy who was the Mozart of all time or whatever.
I don't know. He's got some competition now.
Yeah.
Well, the art form.
I mean, they both are,
keeps expanding.
They're both pretty much on tune.
I think this guy crushes Finland guy.
Do you? Well, this is a much more difficult song.
Difficulty alone.
Finland
changes.
Finland guy had phenomenal tone, though. He really did.
Really? Is that a thing with hand farting?
I thought so.
This guy, by the way, Finland was pitchy. He was all over the place, and it's a very simple tune. This has got key changes up and down, and he's spot on.
It looks like maybe you jumped ship too early, Kevin.
We can't find this guy, though.
Come on.
I mean, really.
Please.
Degree of difficulty, you're right.
Okay.
All right.
Not even degree of difficulty, it's craftsmanship. It's listen to him.
God, you got
to listen to his level of skill compared to... This guy's hitting triplets.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
No comparison.
All right, this guy's still the king. My bad.
Thank you.
My bad. That's my bad. That's on me. 8:55, we'll find out what it's like to be a Cowboys fan when we catch up with Jimmy Kimmel's real-life cousin Sal. You like Sal.
Simple.
I know you don't like a lot of Cowboys fans. You like Sal, though. Ralph, you're down with Sal.
Mm.
Coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Friday.
Boy, T.J. Miller, his career is just blowing up, isn't it? He's got Office Christmas Party this weekend opening up. He's hosting the Critics Awards. Critics
Star
Choice
Silicon
Award
Valley.
On... Sunday, and now he just got arrested too. So he's got a full, full weekend.
What a
sorry
full weekend!
I just got arrested this morning for starting a fight with his Uber driver. He was picked up early this morning by an Uber driver from the GQ Men of the Year party, and according to law enforcement sources, got into a fight with his Uber driver about President-elect Donald Trump.
Oh, we made the right choice.
Driver claims TJ slapped him in the head when they got to his house. That's when the driver got pissed and decided to make a...
citizen's arrest.
Citizen's arrest, Al. Yes! Thanks for playing. Called the cops, who showed up and took TJ Miller into custody. He was later released without having to post bail. Sources say he seemed intoxicated.
What?
I'm shocked. Shocked, I say, by that news. So we'll keep you up to date as this goes on. Glug, 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 glug.
That is, that's bad timing, as you mentioned, Ralph, for his career right now with so many good things going for him.
And finally, just released, we know what the title of Fast 8 is going to be.
Is it Fast 8?
The 8th Fast and the Furious movie. Not even close, Kevin.
No?
They're shaking things up. They are turning around. Now, let's not forget, we started off with The Fast and the Furious. Then there was Too Fast, Too Furious.
Right.
Then was The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. Then it was Fast and Furious. They dropped the thes. Then it was Fast 5. Then it was Fast and Furious 6. And then just Furious 7. So are we expecting Fast 8?
I would think so.
Nope.
The Fast
Pink Fruit
Mountain.
Pink Fruit Mountain? Nope.
The name of it? No. Pig's Feet Don't Lie?
No, that'd be good, though.
7 Sundays in May.
Oh, even better.
8 minutes from death.
It is 8. It's the 8th phase.
8 minutes from death. Partially right.
It should be perfect, but no. They're going with The Fate of the Furious.
Wait. No, no Fast, just Fate?
Well, there were others with no Fast. There was plenty of Furiouses.
Right, but there was no Fates, though, right?
There's no Fates.
How is Fate? How is Fate spelled?
Yeah, is it F-E-I-G-H-T?
F-8? No. F-A-T-E. Okay. Fate.
Should have been F-8. Right?
Yeah. Totally.
Or F-E-T-E. Like Fate, like a party. Like an outdoor, like a... Oh, let's go to the Fate and have a good time. Good crack at the Fate.
I feel like that's a good one.
The Fate of the Furious. The Fate of the Furious.
The Furious.
What's going to happen to the Furious? We'll find out when we find out the Fate of the Furious.
I don't love it.
This is the part you wanted to play, Kevin? This is
the end. I wanted to hear the big finale.
Did you want to hear the karaoke bed?
He's a little pitchy, too.
I think he ran out of steam.
And the only thing worse than the title for Fast and the Furious 8 may be the new Taylor Swift record. I don't know if you've heard the Taylor Swift song. She dropped a new single last night off of the soundtrack for the 50 Shades of Grey sequel, The Fate of the Grey.
No, I don't think that's
it's
that's
not
called.
The title of it. It's 50 Shades Darker is the name of the sequel. And it features One Direction member Zayn. Remember Zayn? Now he's solo artist Zayn. So it's Swift and Zayn with their new single, I Don't Want to Live Forever. Well, we don't want you to live forever either, Taylor, but here's the new single.
Wondering if I died, stuck a bullet, or just lost the love of my life. Oh, baby, baby, I feel crazy. Up all night, and every day, I gave you something, but you gave me nothing. What is happening to me?
Zero for effort.
Oh, I'm going limp.
Zero.
Please, though. Please.
What?
Please.
Hit mine, hit yours.
That was worse than the first time.
It really is. If I give you a list of generic names of pop R&B artists, female, you could plug that in with, it could be any one of them.
Could be me.
It could be Allie. It might be Allie.
It's me.
Is it you?
It's me.
I knew something was up.
So I didn't want to say it because you guys didn't love it, but now that you know it's me, it's all right.
It's not all right.
Listen to it 3 times.
It's the second time. And it was worse than the first time.
But the third time, Kevin.
Yeah, that's what Bean says.
You're going to come right around.
Right.
It is some generic crap right there.
It's super good. You're right.
course he does.
Oh, I'm going limp. Oh, I'm just going to lie here, moaning, thinking about Taylor Swift. Tay-Tay.
Zero for effort, zero for style, zero for star quality, and you know what? I'm being generous.
And you know, I like Taylor Swift. Beyond cute. She's really tall, you know. She's not going to go for me, that's for sure.
Oh, don't sell yourself short, Rodney.
Literally.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Kirk Douglas is 100 years old today. John Malkovich is 63.
How often do you get to say is 100 in the showbiz birthdays, by the way, Ralph? Is this
Rarely.
The first time ever?
Rarely. Yeah.
Go with you.
It might be. So.
We're shorting the conversation.
Johnny Osmond's 59. Felicity Huffman's 54. Lori Grinier. Grinier from Shark Tank. She's one of the sharks. She's a good shark. I like her.
Some of the sharks are good?
I don't like that Mr. Wonderful, but I like her.
I don't either.
No, he's Mm-mm. bad. Bobby Hurtovic, he's good. I like him.
Far right.
Yeah, far right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how he leans politically, but I just know.
I mean, that's where he sits.
Oh.
Yeah, he's on the far right.
And then you got Cubes. You got Damon.
Uh-huh.
Just
why do some people tune out?
The tank. I don't want to jump in the tank. I got to come up with something. I got to invent something.
Well, your next birthday. Remember?
Trey Cool, of
yes!
course! The Trey Cooler! Oh, I'm taking the Trey Cooler to the Shark Tank. I'm going to make so much money with the Trey Cooler. It is a life-size plastic. You know, it's done with extruded plastic. It's blown plastic.
Sure.
But the mold is an exact life-size replica of Green Day drummer Trey Cool. But it's hollow, and you open up, and inside there's a cooling system that keeps your beverages cold. So when
oh
you go,
my God, really?
When you go on a picnic, you bring the Trey Cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yeah.
They would all want to fund that
retirement. He's 44 years old
check
today.
Check that out.
And Simon Helberg from Big Bang Theory is 36. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm going to try it, even though there's no reason I should, because you know my track record and all. But congratulations to the acoustic ticket winner, Jessica Baldelomar. From Montebello.
That wasn't bad. I
think it was close.
Yeah.
Got tickets on the floor for both nights at the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, which is tomorrow night.
Very exciting. Congratulations, Jessica. If you see us, Kevin and Bean, there at the Forum, please come up and say hi. We'd love to meet our
Especially
listeners.
Bean. He loves hugs.
I'm
so
really
anybody
big,
that sees
yeah.
Bean,
the people, yeah.
give him a big hug.
The
he
more
loves
you
it.
Can just kind of bury your face right,
right.
into his chest.
And hold a little Ooh, longer a little than bit. As usual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loves it.
Moving on, I'm very excited to welcome our next guest to the program. I could tell you who he is, but why not let Oprah do it?
Sal Akaino!
Right?
Sal Akaino!
Comedian and writer for the Jimmy Kimmel Live Show, Cousin Sal joins us back on K-Rock after far too long. I'm the only one applauding, but we all love you, Sal. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. Thanks. It's great to be back. RJ Bell's a sweet man, but it was about time you got rid of him.
we actually didn't get rid of him. We're just talking to you today.
What, does he call his football picks in from federal prison? How does that work?
We'll be sure.
With the operator interrupting every 45 seconds.
We'll be sure to pass that remark along when we talk to RJ next.
I love him.
Well, listen,
him.
Sal, we got a couple things we want to talk to you about. And again, yeah. we really appreciate it. First of all, congratulations. You're going to have a new little niece or nephew. I saw it was announced this week. That's awesome. Jimmy
yeah, isn't
and
that something? He just
yeah.
keeps popping these kids out. He doesn't care.
Does he let you around them?
They have to be 9 years old. First.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't want to stunt their growth.
That's pretty smart. Yeah.
And second of all, so now does this mean that you are going to be writing for the Academy Awards, Sal? That's happening.
Yeah, but you know it's not that big a deal. You know Jimmy's work ethic. Like the Wednesday or Thursday before the show, he's like, "All right, maybe we should start thinking." He really doesn't care.
So it's not a big connection. All right, no. Very good.
Let me ask you this: Is he? I mean, he might be. I look back. Will Rogers in 1933 had a similar story, but I thought he was the only Academy Award host to eat a one-year-old piece of bacon off a wall.
I mean, I didn't know about the first one.
He
I
actually
only knew about
Jimmy. Might be. Wow. Good point. All right. Well, listen, Sal, the reason we the lame-o excuse that we had to put you on is I was thinking about you. I guess when did the Cowboys play last? Was it Thursday? Was it last Thursday night they played
yeah,
and
they
won
played
again?
The Vikings yes. last Thursday. Yeah,
and they won their 11th game in a row. And
right.
even guys like you, and granted, you're a huge Cowboys fan. You wish the boys the best every year. But at the beginning of this season, did you have any reason to even suspect
that this was going to be such a history-making season. You had no idea at that point. You thought you'd be Tony Romo in right now.
I didn't. Well, you know what? It's weird you say that, and this is going to sound bizarre, but I rooted for this team for 40 years, and this has been the most tumultuous year for rooting for them. I know it makes no sense
what?
At all, but I'm a Romo apologist. I love Tony Romo. 9 years ago, I named my son Jack Romo. I gave him Romo's middle name.
Okay, that's stupid.
It is really stupid, it turns out. And then Jimmy and I actually became close to the guy. We vacationed with him in the summer.
What?
So, yeah, he was very excited about the upcoming season. And then when he goes out, you know, I'm half rooting for this Dak Prescott to fail until it like blew up. It got crazy. So
they're 11-1, and you're not happy.
No, I am happy. Only I could be tortured by my team. You know how it is with me, guys. And this is Bean's team's fault. The Seahawks. They play so dirty, and they took Romo out. Otherwise, you know, whatever. I just get mad that he's marginalized. He's now like the Charlie Whitehurst of no offense.
Yeah.
But he, you know, the guy was 13-4 in the last 2 years, and everyone's like, "Oh, he never would do this with the Cowboys." But no, I am enjoying it.
But you know,
you're having a great time. Yeah.
And how about, by the way, the classiest moment of the entire NFL season, on or off the field, was that little speech that he gave, where he basically said, "Hey, you know, the dude deserves to be the number one quarterback. I accept it. And I wish him well." I mean, that was so well done, the way yes. he presented that.
Yeah, and I'm still looking up the word meritocracy. I don't know what it means, but I tell you what it does mean. Tony Romo is the most important athlete of this generation. You guys, now you can
what?
Start clapping.
What?
Go ahead.
Wait, I'm sorry?
Yes. Yeah, you heard me. You heard me, right?
What'd you say?
Something about him being the
How
most
many games into the season in that win streak did you start thinking, hey, maybe Tony might not have a shot at coming back with the new guy?
I'm still a little bit in denial.
Still.
So what are we at, 11?
You're 11-1.
Yeah, no. He's great. He's doing all the right things. And it's just bizarre, the circumstances that led to this. You know, Ezekiel Elliott, I think, is the MVP. Until we lose a battle on the line of scrimmage, and it hasn't happened, he is really bowling teams over. And he's making it easy for Dak Prescott, who's been terrific. But, yeah, I don't see – we're playing the Giants this Sunday night, and I'm not even a little nervous. It's very
yeah.
weird.
And it's so fascinating. I mean, this is the beautiful drama of the game that is football, is that the only loss the Cowboys had this year was the home opener against the New York Giants.
Against
so this
Giants.
One this one means a lot to them, right?
Right, absolutely. They could put them away for good. I think we have a 3-game lead with it'll be 3 left after this one. So
if the Cowboys win the World Series, you're going to text Tony Romo and go, "Sorry, dude." Right?
If they win the World Series.
The World Series? Sorry, did I say World Series? They're going to change sports as well?
They're going to change it all. Yeah.
I meant Super Bowl, but you'll be a little sad?
Yes. I mean,
that's so weird.
He's invited us out for the games. He called me after the Thanksgiving game. I was eating, and then I texted him. I was like, "Listen, please don't call me after the games. I get too emotional about it."
So let me ask you this going forward. So if the Cowboys win on Sunday, they clinch the division, right?
Yes, that's correct.
If the Lions or the Seahawks lose, I want to say, does that sound right? They get a first-round bye in the playoffs, right?
Right. I believe
so. Is there going to come a point then with a couple of games left where it doesn't matter whether the Cowboys win or lose? In that case, will they rest Dak and put Tony Romo back in?
That's definitely a consideration. I don't know if he would play, if he would go for that. I think they would treat it like a preseason game where the starter, Dak in this case, would play 2 quarters or 1 quarter, and then Romo would play 2, and then Sanchez would even maybe play a quarter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so they really don't care then.
So what happens to Tony Romo next year?
I think there's a few different places he can go for it to be worth it. I don't think he's going to go to the Jets, and he's certainly not going to go to a team like the Jaguars. But there's like,
will he leave for sure?
I think he almost has to. Yeah. I really do.
Wow.
I
mean, wouldn't they pay him all the money in the world to go to San Francisco or someplace?
Yeah, but he wouldn't do that. He'd have to go somewhere where he could win the division that year. I'm thinking like Houston or Denver or even Miami, maybe a team like that. All those teams could make the playoffs this year, but we know Denver has a history of signing a quarterback for 1 or 2 years and
trying to
get it all together in that season. So,
well, it's look, I'm not a Cowboys fan. I don't have a feeling one way or another, but
I do think of you
every week when they win again. I just think what an unbelievable string of victories this is they're putting together, and how crazy it is that nobody ever would have predicted. I mean, it's, you know, how long has it been since the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, or as Kevin calls it, the World Series?
Yeah, whichever.
It was 95 against the Steelers, I think, right?
Oh my gosh. So over 20 years. I mean, you're hardly Cubs fans yet, but in terms of waiting. But still, that's a long time to go without Dallas winning the thing.
And I'll tell you, like, Kevin, your team, Arizona, not as good, obviously.
Yeah.
Carolina's not in the picture.
Unfortunately.
Green Bay not as good. Like, this,
right.
This is the year, Bean. It's my team and your team, I think, in the NFC Championship.
Excuse me?
I hate this. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, Allie wants to jump in.
I jumped in there. Sorry, didn't hear NFC. Sorry. Go on. Sorry.
All right, well, congratulations on them boys, and I'm happy for you, Sal. And you know,
in your half joy in the season.
Yeah, exactly. Glad you're able to find some solace in only being 11-1.
Thank you. I did my best. Sorry.
He sounds like a Pats fan with this, like, angry about 11-1. He really does.
Follow us, Sal, on the Twitter at @TheCousinSal, and of course, watch for him popping up all the time on his cousin Jimmy Kimmel's late night show weeknights 11:35 on ABC. Sal, we'll talk again soon,
my friend.
Thanks for coming
on Cousin Sal. Sure thing. Facebook, check him out.
Will do. Bye bye.
Right,
Thank you.
A few days ago on the Showbiz Beat, Ralph brought us a story about a wax museum, I want to say, in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, that after 60 years or something is getting ready to close down and sell off the wax figures of the presidents
because they suck.
Because they're awesome.
Right,
but
they're selling them and they're closing down because they're awesome.
Yes,
too
that
many
was my
people
take.
Coming
that was my take. It was too popular.
That's right, that's good.
You can't keep a business open if too many people come.
That's a solid read on that one.
So two things. One is I am already making my plans to fly to Gettysburg to be there for the auction, and I plan to buy myself a president.
Bean, for those of you that don't know, is obsessed with many things. One of them is the presidents. Yeah,
he
loves every president. He can tell you everything about any president in history. It's crazy.
So Ralph brought up, hey, what about President Johnson? He's got to be your favorite. And the reason he said that is he was referencing a piece of tape that we used to play a lot on this show that we found out at that time Allie had never heard. All the years that you were a listener of the Kevin and Bean Show, you never heard us talk about the legendary President Lyndon Johnson tape.
No.
From 1964, he's on the phone and he's ordering some pants. All right. Now, I have many questions about this tape. Like, doesn't the president of the United States, I don't know, we're in Vietnam at this point. Doesn't he have someone who can handle their pants for him? Yeah. You would think so. But in fact, because they record all the phone calls in the White House Oval Office, we actually have a recording of it, and it's pretty great.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Hager?
Yes, it's Joe Hager.
Joe, is your father the one that makes clothes?
Yes, sir. We're all together.
You all made me some real lightweight slacks that he just made up on his own, sent to me 3 or 4 months ago. It's a kind of a light brown and a light green, rather soft green and soft brown.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. And they're real lightweight. Now, I need about 6 pairs for summer wear.
Yes, sir.
I want a couple, maybe 3 of the light brown, kind of a almost powder color, like powder on ladies' face. Then there was some green, and then maybe some other light pair if you had a blue in that. Or
he's really taking his time.
He really is.
Giving him the specific details of this order. Again,
this guy
nobody
cold called him, too. He just sent him just out of the blue to the White House.
Yes.
And it worked.
Yes.
So weird.
Black. I'd have one blue and one black. I need about 6 pairs to wear around in the evening when I come in from work. I want them 1/2 inch larger in the waist than they were before, except I want 2 or 3 inches of stuff left back in there so I can take them up. I vary 10 to 15 pounds a month.
Same. By the way, I was very surprised for 1964 that you have a guy who's on the phone giving these kind of directions to somebody. It didn't seem like a guy would know about, you know, making them bigger and letting them in, letting them out and stuff like that.
I mean, a guy knows that his pants are tight.
Yeah.
Right. Though.
Yeah. I mean, how's that for planning ahead, by the way?
I plan on eating a lot. So
right. Holidays coming up.
Yeah, rather than saying, all right, this is the size, I'm just going to work real hard to fit into it. He's like, I want a little cheating room back there.
Hey, but you're all...
So leave me at least 2.5-3 inches in the back where I can let them out or take them up. And make these 1/2 inch bigger in the waist. Make the pockets at least 1 inch longer.
Right.
My money and my knife, everything fall out. Wait just a minute.
My
knife? Another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang.
Okay, right. Now we're starting to get good here. We just went from the president looking for a spot to keep his knife. Now he's got some very specific details for the Hagar Pants Company about what's going on downstairs.
Now, another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang. is always a little too tight.
Now, by the way, right? If you're the guy on the other end of the phone, right? How are you not cracking up right now?
I don't know. I feel like I'm not talking to the president.
No.
Somebody's prank calling me. Something's going on. There's no way that the president of the United States is talking about his nuts.
I wish the guy was like, go on.
So when you make them up, give me an inch that I can let out there because they cut me. It's just like riding a wire fence. These are almost the best that I've had anywhere in the United States.
I love that they
except
cut
for the
up, like ride
except
the wire fence, man. That's so he not only needs a little extra room in the back for when he eats too much, he needs a little extra room in the front for when, you know, who knows what kind of excitement is happening there, where he needs a room to expand a little bit.
Sure.
But when I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So leave me. You never do have much margin there. Let's see if you can't leave me about an inch from the, where the zipper is. Yeah.
What?
Yep.
You can hear the burp coming.
Nah.
You can hear it was coming. He was fighting it.
He was fighting it for like two sentences.
Then he just gave in.
An inch from the, where the zipper is. Round under my, back to my bunghole.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we now have presidential bunghole, too. So, I think he ticked all the boxes, right?
I think so.
Covered all the bases. So
oh
that's a little
God.
Bit of that famous tape from August 9th, 1964. Now, Allie, you've never heard that before, right?
That is phenomenal.
It's pretty great. There's one other piece of famous Lyndon Baines Johnson tape that I think we also maybe need to close with.
Oh, yeah.
On ladies' face.
Oh.
Longer.
Oh, God.
Down where your nuts hang.
What?
Round under my back of my bunghole.
Oh, smell it.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Allie.
No.
No.
By the way,
girl.
By the way, there's something up at Allie, can you not listen for a second? You gonna step out or anything, or just
what?
For a second?
Oh, she saw it. She saw it yesterday.
KRock.com. You go to Allie McKay's Moaning Mashup Fun.
I don't think.
And you can hear all of the mashups, and then there's also the original, so that you, the KRock listener, can make your own mashups.
No.
Yes, you can download it. You just click on the little download button, and then you have it.
Maybe they don't need to make their
so
own.
So go to KRock.com for that. And happy holidays.
106.7 KRock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:41.
Allie and President Johnson seemed pretty tight,
right?
Didn't they?
Oh. No.
His pants seem tight.
True.
Hey, by the way, you say, how would he know how to rattle off all that stuff? In the 50s and 60s, men regularly, especially men of means, you went to a tailor. You had all your...
But wouldn't the White House have a tailor there for him?
No, not LBJ. He was a good old boy.
All right.
Yeah. He was in charge of his own stuff.
He didn't buy pants unless they came from Texas. That's the one thing we know about President Johnson.
Probably didn't get a lot of stuff off the rack either. Probably went to a tailor all the time. And
he was a big man. I think he was like 6'5".
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Right? That's why he needed all that room. Mm-hmm. A couple extra inches down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you not hang up the phone after that call and go, the President of the United States just talked to me about his nutsack? Right?
Don't have the answer to that.
Mm, all right. Nice. Time for a final look at the showbiz beat now. Here's Ralph.
Nut pie. It's the holiday season. We should do the pies.
What about mincemeat?
I'm bringing you guys a mince pie. I'm going to bake you and bring you a mince pie next week.
So weird to me.
We're all going to cut up a little mince pie action. Everybody gets a slice.
My father loves mince pie.
It'll change your life.
He's the only
other person I know.
Are you baking it?
I bake an awesome mince pie, by the way.
What is?
I'm going to be strangely full on Monday already.
Yeah.
What is in a mince pie?
Because I know how you like to turn down the sweets and desserts, Kevin. I've seen you eat candy off the floor. I think you could eat my mince pie, really. I think I'll be fine.
What's in a mince pie, Ralph?
Mince meat and pie.
It's like fruits and spices. It's a British thing. It's from like the Celtic region.
So in other words, it's like
a
fruitcake.
It's not like a fruitcake at all.
Sounds like a fruitcake to me.
Nothing to do with fruitcake.
Really?
Nothing to do with it. It's the polar opposite.
It's like a mutton pie, if you know what a mutton pie is.
Yeah, it's like a fruitcake.
Nope.
It is a combination of raisins and apples and spices, cinnamon.
All of those things from fruitcakes, right?
Delicious filling, and it has no... BS green cherries or no fictional fruits like fruitcake has, and it's not cake, it's pie, so it's pretty much not like fruitcake at all.
All right, so fruit pie then.
No, it's mincemeat.
Well, we'll find out.
No, we won't find out. I'm telling you now what it is and isn't.
Once Ralph figures out what it is, he'll tell us.
Right?
Mincemeat, by the way, so good you can eat it with a spoon. You don't
yeah,
even need a pie.
That's what my dad loves.
Don't even need a pie.
It's so weird. I don't know anyone that likes this except for my father. And Ralph's like,
oh, no, I make it, and my family loves it, and you'll have it.
Big Garmin family tradition around the holidays. A little mincemeat. And nut pie, too.
Okay.
Since we're on a roll with Bean being wrong,
yeah,
let's revisit that Taylor Swift song. Again.
Yeah.
Because Bean told you, Kevin, that if you heard it three times...
Yes, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm. You would magically love it.
Yep.
It's like Beetlejuice. If you say it three times, it's like Candyman. Just three times is the magic number. You heard it the third time, boom!
Bean said, I didn't love... To him talking about himself. I didn't love it the first time, but after the third time, I loved it. And yeah. So would you.
Yeah, I think so.
She dropped a new single last night that is off the soundtrack to the sequel of 50 Shades of Grey called 50 Shades Darker. And she, at least she collaborates with Zayn from One Direction. This has everything, this song. And it's not what you would call good.
Right, because it's great. Good doesn't sum it up.
It's called I Don't Want to Live Forever. And, well, you be the judge. Here you go.
Wondering if I died, stuck a little, just lost the love of my life. Oh, baby, baby, I feel crazy. Up on that, and every day. I gave you something, but you gave me nothing. What is happening to me? I don't want to live forever.
Was I right or was I right?
Cause I don't want to live.
Oh, you.
You were not right. It's
worse
every time.
I like that song.
Sounds like a cut Demi Lovato would say, let's leave that off the album.
Yeah, you know, I liked that at the time, but listening back to it, not good.
Yeah. It's just like a generic freaking Kiss FM song.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That nobody has any business listening to.
It was worse the second time and even worse the third time.
Right? Right. You're bloody well right. What else is going on in the world of show business? Well, Meghan Trainor, she's got a problem. Her voice is all about the horse.
Are you happy about that?
I am.
No.
She posted on Instagram yesterday that her doctor has put her on a strict vocal rest for the next 2 weeks.
That was not a good joke.
That means we won't get to hear Mom, My Hot Mom, or whatever that song was called, or No, or... No Mom or Mommy No or any of her classic hits.
That's a shame.
That is a shame. She ended up on Time Magazine's worst songs of the year list twice.
Yeah.
That's all I know. It's because they hadn't heard that Taylor Swift song. That's why I would have bumped
it would have bumped all 10.
Right off the top. I told you this morning, PewDiePie was threatening to delete his wildly popular YouTube channel. He's having a beef with YouTube.
That's why he's Porcupine.
Breaking news.
YouTube changed their algorithm.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
And some in the internet community have come up with a conspiracy theory that's saying that YouTube is boosting ads on the trending tab and videos with more likes and comments and less on the ones with the pure views, like PewDiePie, who gets a ton of views. And he was the number one earner on YouTube this year.
By the way, I would totally believe that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, something's janky. Something's going on there.
I mean, YouTube, it's not like he made this up. I mean,
YouTube is supposed to make as much money as they can. I assume they do anything they can.
But
including being unfair to some of the people that should get money.
Yeah, but they have an agreement. There's a contract in essence between the content providers and YouTube about how the money's supposed to be divvied up. Can't just willy-nilly decide how you're going to change that, Kevin.
They're YouTube. I feel like they probably could.
Well, they can't.
Well, they probably did.
Because we live
in
a country of laws.
Do you believe that they did or didn't?
I do, but I believe they're wrong to do so, and perhaps even doing so illegally, as does PewDiePie. And if you can't trust a man named PewDiePie, who can you trust?
For years.
It's really
what did Porcupine do?
It's not Porcupine. It's really upsetting how YouTube did this change. They won't explain what happened properly to anyone. It's not just me. A lot of YouTubers are noting this. The Swedish gamer said he feels like the inexplicable changes feel like a kick in the face from YouTube, he said. So PewDiePie said this morning, we'll delete tomorrow, 5 p.m. GMT. That is 9 a.m. Pacific time. So we've been watching carefully. It's 49 minutes ago. As of 9 o'clock, PewDiePie has gained another 15 million subscribers, and his channel is still on YouTube. So maybe a bluff, but we'll keep you posted. I'll be calling each of you over the weekend to let you know how PewDiePie is holding up.
We'll check that on Monday.
Do you think PewDiePie trolled everyone just get more
Well, it worked.
Ads?
It did work.
I think it worked. And
wow.
I think everybody on YouTube is effing shaky. I think everybody's janky over there.
15 million more.
That's what my boy Dave Sanchez, that's the number he gave me. Dave, is that number correct? Is that 1.5?
No, it was at 300,000.
No, 300,000.
What the hell? That's
very
huge
different.
Difference.
I may have misunderstood. That's 300,000.
That is 300,000.
Okay, 300,000. 300,000 extra viewers this morning.
That's the same as 15 million.
It's more. It's more than he had. It's the opposite of deleting his account, I guess, is my point.
That is true.
So we'll be following the PewDiePie story carefully.
Gained 100 million.
I'll be following it more carefully than I did this morning because obviously I wasn't following that carefully.
So. Plus, don't get any numbers from Dave.
Well, he may have said a number and I may have misheard the
Possibly,
number.
Possibly, but
he
it's
may have
also
said,
Dave with
add
numbers.
A zero to that number and I said 15 million. I might have just jumped the gun. I might have done some Kevin
no one
math
would do
there.
That.
So what do I know? But and please go to my new YouTube channel, Mincy Pie. Mincy Pie is my new
you
channel.
You have a channel, do you?
Yes, I
teaching
do.
Teaching people to... Bake it.
How to bake mince pie. People seem to like it. Am I out of time? Yeah, I'm out of time. I don't have time to tell you how T.J. Miller got arrested for slapping an Uber driver. Why couldn't it be Beer Mug?
Right? Because he doesn't drive for Uber.
Today's celebrity birthdays. I'll look them up. It's a lot of people born today. Go.
Thank you, Ralph. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win this afternoon at 5 p.m. on the world-famous K-Rock with an hour of commercial-free music. We will see you tomorrow night at the Acoustic Christmas.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey, now.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over. Roll another one.
Jim Jeffries says no.
Just like the other one.
What?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Why is she here?
And I need another hit.
Whoop, 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 whoop. That's it. That's low. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, no.
No point in that. No point in that at all.
Roll another one.
Watch him making fruitcake.
Just like the other one.
Long hair, don't care.
This one seems to be about to end.
You sound insane.
I don't have another cent.
You think that I'm gonna masturbate after this tonight? You're right.
But the one guy.
Shut the front door.
Let's pass it around.
Don't be such a pussy.
Well, don't bother to join my friend.
This will not affect me in any way.
Well, just pass it on down.
What is happening right now?
The last sands are running through the hourglass. Because your time is running out.
Is that it?
What the hell was that donkey dung?
Not our best show, sure, but hey, we'll get him next time.
It's over. Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off!
Your leaving is our Christmas!
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Take care, stay safe. Don't get caught in an earthquake. Stay safe.
I'm just Rad.